Hey, this is Ross Payton from Role Playing Public Radio. We're playing Sense of the Sleight of Hand Man, Session 2. In the last session, a group of disparate opium addicts in New York City in 1925 went on a trip, a very special trip. And this trip sent them to a realm beyond their imagining. But Tom, go ahead and give me a roll on a D6. Or, yeah, give him a D6. Or, yeah, go ahead and roll a D6. All right, 1, 2, 3.
Little girl named Virginia.
Go ahead and roll one more time. No one was taken.
Little boy named Virginia.
3. There we go. You wake up in a... so you took a drug that Mr. Lau, your opium dealer, forced you to take, saying because you were too long on your debts. And when you woke up, you were in another realm, and you were shocked because you were no longer in your own body. Your body is male, Polynesian, it seems like, as you look at it through a reflection in the puddle in the ruined city you woke up in, with ritualistic scarring on your face. And I will say you have 3 points you can use to add to physical stats. You cannot raise anything over an 18, though.
So the first thing I want to say, like...
Well, no, you haven't said anything, actually, for the last couple days.
No, you've been in this body for days.
Yeah, you've just been in shock.
So no, the first moment, I basically get...
Yeah, yeah.
Snap you're... back into, you know, focus. Am I dead? Kill it!
Yeah, so as we pick up the session, you have been welcomed into the city of Inukwak, west of Sarkamon, where you woke up in, and you are being escorted by the city guard. You assume the rulers. The guard is called the Golden Sun. But the city Inukwak, as you're looking around, you can see it has seemingly medieval level of technology. But the city itself is incredibly beautiful and intricate. The walls all seem to be made of basalt, dark stone. Everything is intricately worked. You can see patterns and carvings that must have taken months or years over every door, on every wall. It is a craftsman, the city of craftsmen, their great magnum opus. The people look at you very curiously, and of course you are all in just, rags, but they are all well-dressed. You all give me a psychology check. You have woken up. You're very confused. You have bare memories of what's going on. So while you're being taken somewhere, you
Holy
can talk
shit,
to you.
Odd 2. Good job.
Am I odd 5 natural?
Make sure to check that.
47 out of 50.
Make sure you check those skills. you realize these people are hard living and very... They live next to a very dangerous wilderness. So they're kind of very distrusting of strangers, especially. But they seem more like confused than fearful of you. They're just like literally, legitimately, like, how the hell did those guys come from the Western Road? And what is going on?
How did they even make it?
There even seems to be some hope or some elation. Maybe they have some expectations of you. Maybe they so they're not all just like. Kill them all, but yeah. Anyways, you
so
three have a chance to you can bring him up to speed.
Am I dead?
No, you're in a different body, my friend.
Yeah, I gathered that.
So, what's the last thing that you remember?
You must be the part of myself that only awakes in urban environments.
Oh,
and that's why I feel at home in the city.
Yes, like,
it all makes sense.
Oh, and apparently the Cracker Jack over here believes... I'm sorry, Caleb, I forgot your character's name.
Omri.
Omri believes that we're all... It's like parts of his very, very fractured personality.
Oh. This anti-Semite represents my internalization of repression.
Yeah.
Obviously.
You're wrong.
your two compatriots,
like,
of course, have fallen silent,
Jewish
staring long gap.
You bastard.
Nick Harrow. Hey, how you doing?
So, that's like Ambrose.
Okay, well, now that... And you are...
Omri.
Be sure to describe your characters now.
So, you're hearing a Actually, is my accent still coming through technically in the
voice?
Yeah,
you speak the same.
Yeah, the accent's coming through.
Maybe
but
an octave lower.
Yeah, it sounds like a British aristocrat, but it's coming from a heavily tattooed black man. So who's only in a loincloth. So yeah,
I've got a slight hint of a New York Brooklyn accent myself.
All right,
I guess coming from a Polynesian guy with a ritually scarred face.
Yep,
I'm apparently short, Caucasian, and covered in scars, just from head to toe, just all over.
Scars from battle.
And apparently our other two have fallen into an irreversible coma!
They're just staring, overcome by ennui and awe of the city.
Are we going to need to take them with us?
They're being pushed along, prodded by the guards.
I think the
buildings
fine.
Of the city rise to huge heights and are topped by carefully built and mathematically precise domes inlaid with gold, silver, and lapis lazuli. Everything in the city is focused on stone or metalcraft. You can see an inn, the sign reads the Hewn Rock. Another one across the street reads the Counterbalance. Shops are filled with chisels, hammers, weights, and pulleys. The residents have fat fingers, yellow beards filled with marble dust, and eyes that seem to measure everything. The streets are laid out in the manner of a cartwheel as you progress further into the city. In the city center, upon a hill, is a huge 16-sided temple, or at least that's what it looks like to you.
It has 16 sides.
No. It's many-sided, so...
Deca, hex, they're delicious.
Topped by a flattened dome as large as the city block and hung with bells. The height and peak of the temple soars over the walls of the cities, and... you could probably get a really great vantage distance, or get to see the entire countryside from it.
Ask one of the guards that's escorting us, so what's that building there?
It's the Temple of the Elder Ones. We built it in honor of their memory as they guided us here many years ago, but none are allowed inside.
That's not even priests to these Elder Ones?
Nope. You were being...
I hope he says it just like, nope. Nope. Nope.
It's Lana. Lana's the guard. Yeah.
His hands are big enough.
Hands are like cricket bats.
Surrounding this temple is the round street. You can see that the guard does mention, this is... we'll take you to our leaders there in the round street. That's where... They do business. Try to, be civilized. I don't. You're wearing rags, but you don't act like barbarians. And you speak English, which indicates you're from Earth.
Yes, needless to say, yeah, although we are a bit spread right. out. So,
you're a
what does that mean exactly?
You're one of the dreamers. Could be a good
one. No, the from Earth part.
Well, you're not on Earth.
Do you have opium here on not Earth?
No.
From
it's
the
not
east?
Not Earth. It's we're not on Earth. Not Earth is. I've only heard distant legends of not Earth. So.
Focus on the opium part.
The opium part?
I know why.
perhaps the sages there could tell you if it's strange. What is that? I don't even know what that is.
I recite a poem.
It's a poem? Well, there are poets there.
It's a narcotic drug.
A narcotic?
Drug.
Oh, yes. I don't know about
something
that.
You smoke to relieve
I'm
stress.
I'm only a simple guard. We drink.
It's like meat. Fuel for poets.
You have, you have booze?
We have booze, but first you must meet our rulers. Because
oh, God.
It is... There's not really much in our common regards. You're the first ones I've ever seen come from the Western Road.
But do many not come that way?
How long have I been here?
Pile of bodies.
What? You should... That's...
Not to...
The ruin... The only thing east of here is the ruins of Sarkamond, and then...
5 minutes in before the classic Aaron Blurt.
Yeah. What is this? Yeah, you should tell them...
Blurt! We came to reveal corpses.
A pile of bodies. There's a difference, Dan.
I like a pile. I like
also, you can't as you can hear the round street. You're obviously raising elevation. If you look to the south, you can see there are docks. There are numerous ships, and you can see the southern sea there. So you're very near the ocean. And so anyways, they take you in there.
I guess this is where we get to meet the great and powerful Oz.
You can see it's a madhouse of activity. There are people shouting as you move into the round street. The guards have to force their way through the crowd. What?
Stuff hasn't written yet.
What hasn't been written?
The Wizard of Oz?
No, it was 1900, so it was written.
Oh, okay.
Then, so
the movie.
I checked it. I actually checked it.
The movie wasn't until 1932.
1939.
No.
Yeah.
So.
Jesus.
Jesus. I know.
But I checked my reference on that one, so.
All right. Aaron gains an experience point.
Woo!
It's totally useless. but he...
How long have I been here?
Actually, can I get a point of anthropology for that?
Time's a little funny in my dream.
We honestly don't know.
As to be expected.
So it's...
Well, you've had at least one night of sleep, remember, in that little cave as the thing was trying to get at you?
No, I don't, actually.
Well, you don't.
I've scarred my skin for every year that's passed! I'm just fucking with you. I don't know. Like a day? Maybe.
I
find me disliking you, clearly.
So as you get to Round Street, you can see the madhouse activity. It's like the New York Stock Exchange. There are just people yelling, shouting at each other to do business, to get rulings. The guards have to push their way through the crowd, using their shields to just force their
commerce, save royal commerce, yeah!
They get their way to the center at the foot of the hill that the Temple of the Elder once sit on. And you see, Yvedes, I forgot to look this up, Yveddes, Yvedes, Yvedes?
Consonant man.
Yvedes.
Yvedes, all right, that's what I thought. I just want to make sure. All right, so you see there are two men, they're sitting on very well-made, chairs of stone, not quite thrones, and they're sort of holding court. The guard, leaders, council members, we bring you strangers from the Western Road. Strangers, this is Drax of Homber, and this is Vettis. These are two our most respected sages and leaders. They will decide your fate. So Vettis is a very old-looking man, very wizened with a beard. He has sort of a kind, beneficent face. And Drax is a little hard, younger, maybe in his 40s. Hard look about him, short beard. He looks at you more evenly, not quite still sizing you up. Yeah.
I'll actually approach them and.
The guards stop you a couple of feet away from them, so.
I only wish to pay my respects to, that's like to your city's leaders.
You will speak, first you will tell us, Drax speaks up, don't worry about respecting, paying respect, tell us who you are, what you're here for,
so.
And where you are from.
Nick Harrow, I took a drug and woke up here.
You took a drug?
On Earth, apparently, if that's...
There's a murmur in the crowd. You say you were from Earth.
That is correct.
Are all of you from, from the Waking World, as they the other name we call it the Waking World as well.
That is correct.
Yeah, sure. What's in that pipe?
If you would, that's like if I may be so
strange,
bold, my lord.
A strange corona plant.
Mm-hmm.
I have, that's
up.
Like we are from Earth or the area that
pipe.
You call the Waking World. All of us are from different. That's like regions. That's like around the planet. My particular. That's like home was a place called England.
Mm-hmm.
My full name is Ambrose Cornelius Darlington III, Captain of the Royal Flying Corps.
Interesting.
Can I have a pipe?
Yes. Do you not have? That's like you not have airplanes here.
What is
so
an
this
airplane?
Pipe is a strange
a machine that flies,
pipe.
My lord.
There is a murmur
comes
in
out.
The crowd. A
it
machine that
down.
Flies. That sounds rather improbable. Does it just fly as fast as a Shantik?
I unfortunately do not know the airspeed of a Shantik.
Oh.
What a swallow!
How is one such a machine constructed?
Through.
I'm going to roll through the mythos to see if I know the airspeed of a Shantik.
All right.
I do not.
Yeah. You didn't? Yeah, you didn't.
Unfortunately, I don't have the specs. It is made of metal, wood, and that's like
could
metal
you
wood
build
gears.
Build one for us.
Unfortunately, I could not since I was only tasked with flying them and not the full engineering of them.
You are not a sage. I see. So...
No, I'm a fighter.
And of you two, and who are you?
My name is Omri.
Omri. And what did you do in the broken world, Omri?
I was a writer and a poet. Mm. I also...
A learned man.
...did law occasionally. Mm. I find it distasteful, though.
The law's vagaries are certainly not for the weak of heart. And of you?
I said Nick Harrow, soldier.
A soldier, ah, yes.
Marksman.
Marksman. Ah, did you prefer the crossbow or the longbow?
The rifle.
The rifle, Another strange contraption of the waking world?
Think of it as a more streamlined crossbow, my lord.
It's nothing like that.
Well, we have crossbows.
At all.
Would you like? Well,
this is just like my friend Howard Roberts' stories. I shall have to write him when I return.
Name dropper.
I shall correspond forthwith.
Verily.
I ought to. I shall be blunt. You, your arriving is a good omen for us, and perhaps you can put a vexing question. But before I begin with our problems, what is your goal here? Why did you come here?
I was drugged and woke up here. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Well, you came from the Western Road. You didn't wake up on the Western Road.
Well,
I
We woke up within ruins to the east of here.
Sarkomon? Very strange.
So it was.
But the ways of the way dreamers are not known.
Well, it was strange to us, and also it's like more or less strange that the forms that we wear are unfamiliar to us as well. So
strange indeed.
My companions loved the forest for the trees. We merely seek to understand.
Yes. Well, we also, it's like for those of us, we're seeking a way back to Earth because we came, we were unaware that what we were given would bring us here in the first place.
Well, perhaps, so you do wish to return, as I thought. Your dreamers often get lost from what I understand of your kind.
Opium would help.
Yes, there was no such thing. No, we have a book.
You're going to go through some
this book lists the book of keys
so
and gates.
You are a drug addict.
It lists all the exits from our world to the waking world, and we would allow you to study it.
So they have this?
Yes, we have it in our library.
Unfortunately, it's in the temple. You can never enter.
No, of course not. We don't enter the temple. We
it does
put our book there.
It does require the ability
to get
terrible.
He mentioned the temple!
You see, we are currently, before you showed up, actually, we were debating a problem of our own society. We are a city of miners, and we have been mining in the Valley of Onyx for quite some time. And we are, this is Drax speaking, as we are running out of mineable stone and metal in this valley. So I propose that we expand to the east. We build new walls and we expand to the east so we could continue our work. Then Betty speaks up, but it is too dangerous. We will strain off defenses too thin and we will put ourselves all at risk. And there's a murmur through the crowd. So, yes, well, Vettis, as you are, I do not know if you remember or not, but there is the Oracle, and the Oracle can solve this question once and for all. And they say, oh, yes, oh, the Oracle. The Oracle's far to the north from here, but it only answers questions from those from the waking world. It will not work for us. If you would go there and ask if we should expand to the east or not, and return with a token of the Oracle, we would be happy to let you study our book and to help you on your own quest.
That seems like a tempting offer, although what guarantees, though, to our safety? How dangerous is this road to the Oracle?
Well, it is quite dangerous. Anything outside our walls is quite dangerous. That is why there is a debate whether we should expand our walls or not, because of the risk. There are the spiders of Ling, and there are numerous threats, both nameable and unnameable.
Why are they unnameable?
When you see one of these unnameable threats, you will understand. Yes, we will, of course. Well, that is all fine and good, but they could go out beyond the sight of our walls, wait a week, and then come back and claim they've been there. Well, that is true, and so there's more murmurs, and they say, well, we could also, I would send a man, and you could send a man, Vettis, to guarantee that they would, to vouch for their passage to the Oracle, and that, and Vettis, well, I suppose.
That would be an acceptable bargain, my lords. It is obvious, it would be obviously in your favor to, that's like protect your investment in this information.
Well, of course,
as well,
but
as
if you come from the Western Road all the way from Sarkamon, you underestimate yourselves. You're quite resourceful to survive even that journey.
Well, that's like we are strangers in a strange land, and also we would be very grateful for guides along the road.
Oh yes, of course, of course, of course. So it is agreed. Do all of you agree? Your two friends there, who seem to be rather comatose, we can care for them while they're gone, and also to ensure your return.
Will they be given drugs to revive them?
Well, we do not know if dreamers respond to such things or not.
So is that a maybe?
It is.
Do your people respond to Amthrax?
We will feed and give them water, but nothing else.
Is water the name of a drug in this world?
we'll certainly need drugs in case someone gets injured on the road.
We have
the north.
We have poultices we can give you.
And if it possibly wouldn't be too much trouble, if...
Well, we could also give you a pat. We have trading ships from that go to the south. Southern cities, they probably have they've heard of such things as this opium.
Well, before any of that, it may be helpful. That's like for any kind of garments or armaments.
Well,
before
you all
three
agree, I would like to...
I don't have a fucking clue what's going on here, so why not?
All right, and you...
Oh, certainly, yes. The North.
There's a cheer. Huzzah! To the Oracle! Yeah! Huzzah! Yeah! There's a big cheer in the crowd. Everyone starts clapping you on the back and smiling. It's like, yeah!
Why do I feel like just...
I wish achieving recognition was as easy in reality.
It is. We're quite real.
Why do I feel
yes, yes. Sorry. I did not understand you.
Great. We shall give you a fine feast before you leave and equip you thusly for the road. And you shall meet our two men. And it is settled. And this shall hopefully, as provided at least one of you returns, shall answer whether we should expand or not.
We'll throw you another one once you get back. There'll be plenty to eat. I doubt if more than half of you will return.
So...
that's just what I'm thinking.
So, you have... so, everyone, the guards and the other people, everyone starts shaking your hands, clapping you on the back, or on the shoulder. They say, come to Mayan! We'll give you a great feast! No, come to Mayan! The dreamers shall come here! Those from the waking world, eat free! No, I'll pay them to eat here! And they say, come, get your equipment from my shop! I'll equip you for free! No, they deserve the finest, not your scraps! So they start squabbling over for your favor. You realize you can get equipment for free, but it's roughly medieval level technology. What are are you going to be looking for equipment? Do you want to get like weapons, armor? They'll obviously give you food and water and a backpack.
Get a crossbow. Actually, can I use rifle for a crossbow?
No.
Well then, fuck.
You can learn.
Don't look at me like that. Anyone use rifle for crossbow? I'm leaving. Fuck all of you. I don't need this shit. I got women waiting for me.
Where?
Anyway. So, you can take a lesson for each weapon. So you can have it. I'll even give everybody, let you roll 1d10 to a weapon skill of your choice, as long as you describe how you're training and how hilarious it is.
Okay. I will take, one of the lighter swords if they have a...
Yes, they have excellent weapons, so just choose a weapon. It'll have a +1 damage bonus. Okay. So,
can I speak to the sage?
You can speak to multiple sages. The two you can speak to. Let's see here. I'm just looking at the weapon list. Weapons. Here we go. Ancient hand weapons is probably what you want. You cannot get a taser though. Yeah, no tasers or chainsaws. So you can look through that.
What's the point?
Yeah. So are you asking one of the two leaders or just a generic sage?
I want to ask one of the leaders.
Drax or Vettis?
The old wizardy looking one.
Vettis. All right. What do you want to know?
Vettis, is there anything that you could give us to ease us on our way? Perhaps, are there things in this world that could make the imagination real? Magic?
Well, they're certainly magic, yes, of course. There are many such miracles. It is that I'm no sorcerer, though. You spoke of a drug. I do hear of one that I've heard of that is quite potent and might achieve the effect you wish. Vivendi. We have none of it here, but there's certainly you would find it in Losk, which is one of our trading cities to the south, across the sea. What else? Was there something in particular you're looking for? Some sort of effect?
Something that could protect me from enemies?
Yes. Okay. I could give you a sign of protection that would ward off. Does anybody else want to look up a weapon?
Yeah.
All right. So the I don't know if Crossover is going to be on there or not, but. He says, the Elder Sign, the certain creatures it will repel, and it should ward off the other effects. If you return it at the end of your journey, I loan you one that you can put as on a necklace.
I would appreciate that.
Yes.
Reimburse you.
So I will have that sent to the inn that you were staying at tonight, so you can see you off fresh in the morning.
No, well,
but you know this is dainty. But you will see. I should mention you will see once you leave our safe walls that it is a vast, incredibly dangerous territory out there, and it is foolhardy to think of expanding. It is just.
Actually,
absurd.
Actually, I'm gonna see if I can get some throwing.
You can give me psychology, Jack.
I'm gonna see if I can get some throwing spears.
Me?
Yes. Javelins?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can get some javelins.
I'm actually pretty good at throwing.
Okay.
90 out of 15.
Okay. Well, he says those things.
Well, Vittis, I'm a learned man. What armaments do you suggest for one that is not accustomed to taking the field?
The pen is not mightier than the sword.
Well, a spear, of course, is very simple to use. It gives you some reach over your enemies, and it is, insert pointy end into the thing you want dead. It is rather simple for you look fairly fit. It seems like it would be an easy task. Well, we'll get to that in a second.
Oh, will you?
Yes, So a spear is certainly easier to learn to use at a basic proficiency than a sword. Sword requires, parry, like slashing and stabbing are easy, but parrying, feinting, and that kind of thing, that gets very, very tricky very quickly. So that is sort of the yeoman's weapon.
All right then, thank you.
All right, so...
go learn to use a spear.
Okay. So Tom, what were you...
Throwing spears.
Okay, so you get some javelins. Can take, I would say, 6 without too much problem. That's going to be quite a... also, there is armor. So if anybody wants armor, there's 3 types, light, medium, and heavy. Heavy is obviously full plate mail. There's medium.
Take that.
now, there are different rules for it.
You will be standing still the rest of the game.
So, heavy armor offers 8 points of defense against all physical attacks, but climb and sneak are impossible. I would say climb is possible, but, like fairly difficult if you're actually trying to climb a sheer wall. Running and swimming are also impossible. Well, swimming definitely is. Running would be... like maybe your con in rounds before you pass it, because it's fucking full blade.
I guess I'll go medium.
Yeah. At travel times, overland are doubled while this armor is worn. But, well, it's 8 points of protection. All right. So medium armor is chainmail with reinforced leather underpinnings, heavy boots. Sneak and climb are penalized by minus 25%. And swimming is impossible. But it doesn't slow down your overland movement rate. So
I'm going to take light.
Light is toughened leather with light metal inserts, banded and reinforced joints. 3 points of protection. Penalizes sneak and climb by 5%. And so you can still do everything else. You can still run and swim.
I'm sorry, can you go over the medium stats again?
Yeah, I'll be taking the medium.
That is 6 points of defense. And penalizes sneak and climb by 25%. And you cannot swoop.
And you said that was a negative 25 to sneak and
climb.
Oh, great.
It's chainmail. Chainmail makes noise.
No, I'm not worried about
I'm
sneak
actually,
so much.
I'm actually though. Extremely stealthy, so I'm a light makes way more.
All right, 5% penalty.
Gotcha.
3 points of armor. It's well, extremely well made. They actually customize it a little bit. And, you know, they let it out. Well, they customize it for your new shapes, which you're like, ugh. Oh yeah, Tom, give me a sanity check.
Like, if I start, sanity start lower.
Yes, sanity times 4. It's a power time, or yeah.
So I will reduce that by 11.
Yeah.
That will be 44.
44.
Here we go. Nope.
All right, you lose 1 sanity. Body. You guys are getting fitted armor. You, have either of you got news to your bodies yet?
Oh, wow. Oh, well, the only thing I have
to make 3
sand checks in a row. What kind of morph is this?
Actually, you two, your Night of Feasting will be able to restore 1d3 sanity.
Okay.
Like, no alienation or continuity checks here?
Yeah, it's re-sleeving. There's re-sleeving in both campaigns I'm running. yeah. So, yeah, but Tom, you've been in a coma. So basically what you need to do, every time you're doing something in your body that you couldn't do normally do is different from your other body. Like him, he has an arm. He has 2 arms now. So you have to make 3 of those sanity checks in a row. And then you're used to your body. Until then, you're like, different.
Not much is different except appearance.
Well, your cheeks feel a lot different. So, you know, facial scarring. So, and different skin.
I'm a little bit stronger and tougher.
Yeah.
I guess clothes fit differently?
Yeah, clothes fit differently.
My size didn't change.
So I guess...
I fail.
So I guess with sleeving my arm through...
Also, like, you're changing. You see, you, like, your stomach has large scars on it. And you're like, how do I get the...
So I guess just using the arm again now going through the motions.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see if I can...
Putting on armor. You have to, like, move around like...
So which armor is giving me armor?
The what?
Which armor is giving me armor? Like, what's his name?
Oh, the armor.
So they were like, yeah.
There's Drax and Betty's. Yeah.
Phil.
Well, you don't know. You ask.
Yeah.
Betty's is giving you the...
Oh, so it's not one of the merchants that were like...
Well, he says it's gift of Betty's.
Ah, okay.
And hopes you in hopes that it will protect you from the incredibly dangerous wilderness that we should never, civilized men should never have to venture out into.
Because Tootally
Pipsqueak. The most dire of circumstances.
Tootally Pipsqueak.
So, okay.
All right, so training.
I'm going to make a fast talk check.
Okay.
29 out of 70s.
Hey, this is a merchant who's basically been hired or paid by Betty Sue.
I know, that's fine.
All right, yeah.
I am sure that a man as wise as Betty's to equip me with such as this.
Yeah.
Will certainly be favored by the Oracle and see his plans come to fruition. How could it be but any other way?
Yes, of course, of course. You are truly the dreamers. Those from the men of the waking world are quite wise.
The people should tell the followers of Drax that with his equipment and poor planning that is...
Such an expansion would be doomed to failure.
Yeah, exactly. They might as well consign themselves to disappointment now.
Yes, oh yes. Clearly, with the Oracle, this is a providence.
What are you doing?
You're Jimbo.
So,
fair enough.
All right, so all of you have your armor. You've all been outfitted for your armor. It's a nice little montage. You're being treated as heroes throughout the city.
Oh, how little they know.
Yeah. They even give you new weapons. They take you to the weapon, the armory of the soldiers' garrison. They let you choose what you want. You choose the javelins. You choose a spear, I assume.
And the cavalry saber.
There's a saber there, yes. So you can all take some swings. And so describe how your character is like trying out these new weapons. And I find it entertaining, I'll give you a D10 points in that skill.
Oh.
So...
Actually, going into... Because I'm certain I have a practice ring.
Yeah, sure. Are you going to practice with somebody?
Realizing that I haven't used... That's like the only ceremonial... the only sword I've ever had is a ceremonial saber.
Yeah.
That's like within my uniform.
Because that would using one of the
uniforms or with that's like or when I was doing public functions with the family.
Sure.
So and the only time of exercise I had was full fencing, so instead of holding it out properly, one hand goes behind my back as I put it forward.
Alright, everyone's like, what? This isn't a new... Is this a new style from the waking world?
So,
the other guy...
Yes!
So are you actually going to... So,
I'm going to try to practice along with that, not realizing the weight of it
is
probably going to take off.
Your base saber is 15%. Go and give me a saber roll.
Okay.
Saber. You swing at a guy.
Ha! 10.
All right. Yeah, he missed a 60%.
Oh, sorry. It wasn't D. Never mind. Sorry.
What? Are you using different dice?
Oh, no. I didn't roll the other one. So sorry. That's all three then. So never mind.
So you still... You failed?
Well, no. It was, okay. I'm sorry. I was confused on this one. It was...
The base saber skill is 15%.
Okay. Well, were you just rolling the D10 or...
No. Roll to see if you actually
okay,
make it on
you,
your...
Okay. See if I fail. Test.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to keep that, but... No. 19. I made an ass out of myself.
All right,
so.
You swing and you miss. The broadsword guy just taps you on the butt and like... all right, yeah. Well, hope that works out for you when you're facing the spider Zaling. They're really big, by the way.
Good for me, so...
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so now you get a D10 points worth for...
Not roll that again, so... Yeah, 3, so...
So your skill is 18%.
Yay.
All right, so Tom.
All right, take the.
If you already, this is only. No, actually, I should specify the D10 is only if you're untrained in it.
Oh no, well I'm trained.
All right, so yeah, you just throw them like, oh hey, cool, you know how to throw things. Good job.
Oh yeah, like briefly, like I have to like, oh I'm like I'm normally used to lobbing things like grenades. I gotta change my style up here.
Yeah, you just have to change your style a little bit. But you threw. I mean, it's an athletic sport, so. Not that hard. So, anyways.
So I just poke stuff.
Yeah. We'll use the cavalry lance for that.
Cavalry lance. I wrote on the wrong stat.
Is there an actual spear? I didn't see.
It says thrown spear in there.
Oh, if you're throwing it, yeah. I guess.
No, I'll do cavalry lance. What is that?
Yeah, that's for stabbing. Like that's.
Yeah, 10%. I'm not going to throw things.
That's a D8. It's 10%. It does a D8 plus 2 damage. Plus 1d6 if you charge.
We are so screwed.
And I started at 10%?
Yeah.
All right, I will... There's a dummy, I assume?
Yeah, yeah.
I will... charge the dummy.
Make your attack roll.
21!
All right.
So I missed the dummy...
Or a trip and fall.
Hit the wall, slide up the lance, and run into the wall as my helmet has blocked my sight. And I am unconscious.
There's slow. That's impressive.
It's a new style.
Yeah. You should have him fight join the other side. That way.
Is anybody taking bets on this?
So, all right, add your D10. They teach you a few things.
9.
All right. So they teach you a few things. So you can try. You can get another weapon if you want. Something you're untrained in.
That might help.
Sword sounds good.
All right. You get another sword. Does a D8 damage, 15%. Go ahead and roll.
Oh, I have a feeling that I'm.
Or go ahead, yeah.
The first time it's going to be.
Yeah, go ahead. Well, you can describe it and then make your attack roll.
You out to the side.
All right, basically, it's
use your sword as a sword.
Like something simple.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, like a rapier or something.
Okay.
Saber, whatever.
Yeah. They don't really have rapiers there. They're more the broadsword. And,
oh. You know. Well, in that case.
Yeah, I just tried the rapier. I tried the foil method and it didn't get me anywhere.
With a saber, yeah. It didn't
work. I'll do that. I'll take that and I've read some.
Is it supposed to be so heavy?
I read some interesting, you know, books and involving, you know, from medieval times. I've seen, like, so I'll just try to go off what I've seen from old medieval books.
Yeah, sure.
And, like...
15%. Go ahead, roll.
Give it the Bronx cheer. Here
we
go.
There.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, 10.
15 on the dot.
Okay. Wow, church, ladies.
All right, you strike the dummy successfully. You're like, all right,
it's even like... I'm as shocked as everyone else.
All right. Surely that won't give you overconfidence and force you to fight 3 guys at once. All right, go ahead and roll D10.
8.
8, all right. You have 23%. So it does a D8 plus 2, plus your damage bonus, whatever that is. So you're given a feast at the counterbalance. People that are there are all just enthralled. Oh, you're heroes of legend. Oh, this is so great. Your equipment is all just masterwork quality, by the way. It's just incredibly beautiful. It's their finest.
We are going to make beautiful corpses.
I guess I can't use it, though.
Actually, can I make one request on on it? See if I can get a blacksmith to hammer out my family's crest.
Sure. To put on describe it. What do you use it? What skill do you have to use to describe it? Do you have an art skill, or are you just describing it verbally?
I just describe it verbally since it would
All right, give me an idea check to see if you can describe it.
Oh, man. I'm actually artistic.
Okay.
I have painting.
89, God.
You describe it, you think you do, but it looks like, it looks more like a peacock. And like half zebra? It's just like, not quite what you want, so. But he's like, see? It's not always a restaurant. You're leaving in the morning, so I didn't have much time. I did my best. Is it good?
Yeah, it's wonderful. Oh, it is wonderful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, my lord.
I will write a poem for the feast.
Okay. Is it going to be fun, fucking wasteland shit? So.
I don't know. And I fail. Like, so I'd rather write one of my weird fiction poems.
Spotting! Interminable! 1,000 weeks screaming endless nightmares!
Give me a luck check.
God damn it. No one understands my aesthetic. What is that? I am lucky.
They still like it. It's like, yes, I know that thing. That thing was, oh, God, I hate that thing. It chased me one night when I was mining.
That thing.
Yeah. It's one of the unnameable things.
Like, I'll paint.
I love it here.
Yeah.
I'll paint a portrait of the three of us. As we are now.
Okay, go ahead and give me art.
art.
Yeah, mate.
56, all right. You pay. It's not, you don't have a lot of time. So you two gain a D3 from the Feast of Sanity, which I already told you. Are you guys going to be doing anything else while before? So you did the poem, you did the painting. Aaron, what was your little side activity? The rest of your time is taken up answering questions about the waking world.
I got my elder sign.
True. Yeah, actually, I'll start giving stories about dogfights during the Great War.
Okay. So give me a piloting check to see if you can describe it in a way that they would actually understand.
Okay.
We have dog fights going on right now. Look.
Yeah, exactly.
22 out of 60.
All right, 22. They're enthralled. You have people who are just.
I was all like, you're like stalking a German sniper.
No, you're panning. You're spending your time panning.
So. You're like, the dogs can fly.
Yeah. Someone's like, well, perhaps we could tame some Chantix and fly them. We have to go on a quest to the mountains to get there.
And then we can find the airspeed of an unladen Chantix.
So the next morning comes. Everyone give me a con times 5.
I drank that much?
You don't know how potent it is, you know.
2.
Made it, 54. Right.
I critted.
Alright.
Whatever that means.
You're not
an opium addict. Like, one night drinking, dream ale.
You find out.
Fucking do opium all the time.
Well, it's going to be a little bit different. So,
and sometimes I even do heroin.
You're in a new body. It's not broken in yet.
Hey, sometimes I even do heroin.
Yeah.
I think I make it.
Yes, I make it.
Yeah, so you're fine.
Which is like opium's bigger, meaner cousin with a prison record. Yeah.
So you meet up with your two guides, Abbott.
And Costello.
Abbott, A-V-A-T.
And Costello.
And Dem. D-E-M. Abbott works for Drax, and Dim works for Betty's. And Abbott is a young, big, tall man with broad chest, thick arms, short, cropped blonde hair. He seems to be perpetually scowling. Most people stay away from him. He is armed to the teeth, with a big-ass sword strapped to his side, fighting knife on his boot, armor. He looks like a very nasty fighter. Dim is a small, thin man, quiet, Large eyes, wary, very sort of always looking around.
Is he the one for the bookish one?
Dim is for Betty's, the older guy.
So the bookish one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll go right up to Abbott and put out my hand.
Also is a hard look, and he takes it, crushing grip, and says, all right.
That's like, good grip. We'll be an asset on the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do what I say when we get out there. We've been out there. Wilderness and back. You Wakers have never been out there, so.
Nope, I completely understand. Survival rule number one: follow your guides.
You know, give me a psychology check.
Okay.
Yeah, 89 out of 5. I totally make that
93. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Caleb. Oh god. They look trustworthy.
I'm not gonna. I got these scars. Seriously, do you? I don't.
First, you're like, wait, what?
I have no idea.
Well, when you were getting out of your loincloth, there was this note that said spring break, diving into a pool full of glass. Great idea. Next novel story.
So there's a great. There's the streets are lined with people who are waving, wishing you well as you're marching off. A small gate called the Gate Dyer leads to the western plateau of Ling, which is where the Oracle is.
I thought it was to the north.
It's still Ling is north of the entire city. Okay. So the main door has been barred by huge stacks of timber, and only a small steel door in the wall can be opened. Here, watched by guards armed with longbows on top of the walls, you are the gates open, and you are march out into the winding raised plateau to the west—a flat, empty expanse of scrub grass, ice puddles, and small drifts of snow. Distant blue-green mountains soar to the sky on the horizon. The door is so as you march out. The five of you. The door slam. You hear the Oracle, and then slam, and there's silence.
Suckers!
The door shut without ceremony behind them, and you can hear the timber being stacked behind you, behind the door. There is only one way back through that gate, and that is if you have the token of the Oracle, which they.
For some reason, the idea of the Oracle giving us the answer of 42 is funny to me. I don't know why.
Abed spits on the ground. All right, so we're going to go. He points to one direction, more north than the west, and says, we'll go there. Single file, stay quiet. I'm taking lead. The Den can take point. The Den says, no, we go more to the... He points over that way. He says, we go this way, and we go double breast, and you stay in the back. And they immediately start squabbling. You start walking out in a general direction. Towards the north.
We're doomed.
Yeah.
So
you can tell they start squabbling over everything almost immediately, even before you lose sight of the gate.
Walk up between them. Gentlemen, if I might have a moment of your time, how many times have you been down this path before?
Many times. More than I that is tracks in that dim. Says many times. It is, I am a tracker and a skilled warrior. I bet here's a brute more used to killing babies and, breaking legs than, wilderness. He's like, ah, you scum, I should cut your belly for that. I wasn't being paid so well. Looking, and the look on your face when you're humiliated. There's squabbling.
Well, as interesting as this is, do you think it might be detracting from the path that would offer us the least resistance and most success?
All right. You know what that path is?
I can possibly help. I have had some navigation experience in my lifetime.
All right, give me navigation minus 30.
Shit.
You're navigating without a map in an alien
planet. Do they have a map?
Nope.
Why would trackers need a map?
Yeah. Why wouldn't
they? Obvious reason.
Cartographers. What the fuck is that for? And that's obviously, I don't know what the hell that is.
Yeah, I'm talking about that's what.
Apparently, navigating from the sky is going to be a little bit different. So.
Yep. Everything's a little different. So you continue on, but you continue making progress.
Abbott, Dim. Obviously, you have some enemy, Bjorn of your masters, who are opposed, and we should be certain that when we reach the Oracle, that we are as unbiased as possible.
So I propose that I should lead. Obviously, I'm best suited if neither of you can be trusted. So I will lead us, and don't worry, we shall be safe if you can't come to an agreement. So I'm going to make a lance check.
All right.
I fall on my face, 21 out of 19. So I'm trying to show that, like, if you can't get along, I will lead and get us all killed. All
right, give me a...
No, we just won't follow
you. Give me a persuade check. See if your reverse psychology works.
We just won't follow you.
I think you should get a bonus for that one, though.
No, it's a tough sell. But no penalty.
I make it.
All right, they silently compromise, looking at each other. God, we have to keep these assholes alive.
I don't say a word the whole trip.
Okay.
Basically, unless something happens.
Right. Wait. Uh-huh. Are you playing a laconic soldier?
No, I'm playing someone who both of them told us to keep quiet. I'm not going to engage in idle small.
I'll come over and help you up.
Right, it is an empty play, as far as you can see. The Plateau of Bling is a monotonous plain, occasionally cut by boulders, small gullies filled with clear running water, small bushes, and occasional hillock-sized mounds that appear to be made of intelligent design.
This is Scotland all over again.
The mounds are piles of stacked rocks overrun by red vines.
There goes our Scottish listeners. Good job, Aaron.
Yeah. And all manners of vermin. One of you, Dim points it out, you wonder why we're so scared of you think our city's safe and perfect, expansion would be easy. That's why we're so scared of a careless expansion. Those men were giants, and they once controlled the plateau until they were overrun by the spiders. Those are the burial mounds, are all that's left of them.
How big are these spiders?
They go from about the size of your fist to, no one knows how big they can get. There are rumors that they are larger than, any beast you can imagine.
Unnameably big?
Mm-hmm.
The welfare of your people outweighs the general risks of expansion. The Empire must be ready to serve its people at any moment's notice. You are the backbone which supports your leaders.
I know how I get paid.
So then then you must expand.
There's a man, not a woman, who's cowardly. I'm sorry, Dim is the one for Betty's. Abba's like, we need to expand. Yeah, good job there, So in the fair distance, huge mountains hover over the horizon. That's your destination. So you begin marching. Travel seems to be difficult for you to gauge. You just kind of go in sort of a, not quite an altered state of consciousness, but just kind of time runs together. You're just marching.
So what do you mean about the whole "how long have I been here" question?
Yeah. So you stop for a while. What seems to be days.
You see what I mean about the whole "how long have we been here" question?
It's like driving through Nebraska.
they don't have roads in Nebraska yet.
Exactly.
So it's difficult to gauge the distance.
Nebraska's mostly peaks. Place.
Forever seem to float at the edge of vision and never seem to grow any closer. As you continue on, it seems like days, but you haven't camped yet. You begin to hear rumbles in the distance. The ground begins to shift beneath your feet. You take a step and you kind of go, what the? And you can notice little small pebbles and bits of dirt are beginning to shake along the ground. And it starts to,
is now the time for worrying?
Earthquake?
It starts beginning beneath your feet.
I stab the ground.
Cracks appear, opening gaps in the earth. Everyone, give me a dex times 2 check.
Nope.
All
right. But my deck's very high.
100.
All right, Aaron's temporarily knocked out as he falls to the ground.
I say,
the rest of you take 1 point of damage.
No.
The rumbling increases. The entire world seems to pitch and yaw around them. You're just like having to cling on to dear life. Everyone, you two can make a luck check.
Oh, were we fully healed up by the time we landed?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Nope.
You can also spend magic points to heal.
Yeah.
I did not make it, did you?
I made my luck check.
You realize that there's something much more wrong than a simple earthquake. You are plunged, as you look and you see a shadow, a massive shadow, and it's rushing towards you. You look around, and you are suddenly plunged into darkness. The rumbling grows until the characters are being slammed to the earth and flung from point to point as if you were chess pieces on a board being shaken. There's nothing really to do except to clutch the ground and wait. You look, you can give me, both of you can give me dex times one checks.
Oh, can we?
Yes.
No.
Alright. You, you're slammed around, so you're still being slammed around, but in the the rumbling begins to stop or decrease in intensity a little bit. As you look up, you see an absolutely incomprehensibly large humanoid being, a giant beyond size. It seems to be made of a gray metal, striding across you. You were just in its shadow. It's walking just right over you. It steps, or at least 100, covers 100 feet at a fast pace. Each step is within a half mile of you. It seems to be composed of metal, casting a shadow a quarter of a mile long in the sun. It ignores you. It's just marching on. So you, too, can give me a sanity check.
Can we?
Yes.
All right.
Aaron, you don't have to make
sanity. I do make it. I'm unconscious.
I actually made it.
All right. You both lose one sanity. Once the immense thing, it starts marching away, it's just the rumbling subsides. You wake up. You can just like
what happened
until it is simply a huge, deep, resonating sound. The fast figure can be seen to the east, hovering onto the horizon for an impossibly long time until it is gone. One of the mercenaries gets epic, spits on the ground, calls it a titan. They're kind of the least of our concerns. So
what the hell was that?
They just march.
What happened? I was,
don't forget about it. It was nothing.
Well, obviously it was something. Since
giant metal man. It's over now. Let's get move on.
Yeah. This is a...
Oh, well, that explains everything.
We've been very lucky if that's all we encounter out here. So, but yeah, let's keep going. So you continue on for a little way.
Next will be a humanoid whale that's just running across the landscape.
Yeah.
Named Blowhole. Thank you, Tick.
Eventually, though, shortly after that, you decide to camp for the night as the sun finally seems to be setting.
8 days later.
Yeah, well, it's hard to tell. And you begin to making a campsite. Are you guys going to be talking anything or do anything during the camp? Or just usual stuff? Any chit-chat with the mercenaries or with yourselves?
I'll actually ask them. It's like talk to them both. Ask them about their families. That's like how they started out.
All right, give me a fast talker persuade check.
Persuade. Seventeen.
Okay, you can talk to one of them. Which one are you talking to?
Since I've had more interactions with him.
He gives you sort of a brief, you know, he works for Drax. He came from the same street as Drax. They're both working class men. He got his start. Drax got a start from being Drax basically won his position. It's kind of a meritocracy.
I graduated first in my class from the Meat Shield Institute.
Vat doesn't talk much about his own life, except that he knows how to take care of himself. And so he knows
any other family, wife,
not that siblings. I've been told of.
So, no, that's like only orphan then, or.
He fucks around a lot.
Yeah. He is just kind of...
A man about town, so...
Yeah. So... But he's a clever man. He knows how to take care of people who help him.
So... Although I'm assuming he is... he is concerned with the welfare of...
Of course. Sure.
Psychology.
Alright.
They are the most trustworthy people I have ever seen.
Straight shooter.
So he's fine.
Yeah.
He's not lying. He's not telling me anything. He's telling me everything, so.
All right, so yeah, Tom. You can heal. You can spend magic points to heal back any damage you guys have lost.
Okay, so.
Okay.
So I've only lost one, so
yeah, all right.
Though, that's like, so how far, that's like, would you estimate the, that's like, we are from the Oracle at this point?
Hard to say. It's about a week. We might get there a little faster if we take the right route. Of course, if, you know, it's very dangerous out here. We lose some of the dead weight on this expedition. We go a lot faster.
There it is.
So, it's like, I understand where you're coming from, but unfortunately, everybody's entitled to the equal answer here.
Yeah. Right.
So you have, it's like, so I...
Oh, how wrong
that's
you
not,
are.
That is not the answer.
We know they're not going to kill you.
I'm talking about each other, yeah. So no.
All right, so yeah, that's about all you can get out. So you make a small campfire, you know, get some stream water and, you know, boil that, drink it.
Somehow screams some when you're boiling it. So
this is actually normal food. It's not the whatever the collector gave you.
I wonder if we'll meet any more fortune tellers on this road.
If the gods hate us, we will.
What do you mean?
Oh, we met a fortune teller on the way to Sharkamon.
But where? Well, like right on the road?
Yeah, on a shrine.
There are no shrines between the roads.
Well, he did a magic trick where he turned into a statue. Rather strange.
It's a bad omen.
Yeah, I suppose.
I was unconscious. I didn't see it.
No, you were there. Remember I said, "Nah, you're Lothtap," and then he turned into stone. And
he gave me a lecture. If you fail, you don't remember.
I don't remember.
All right. No sand checks, not for you.
So wait, actually, that's like, does that name ring a... Is that name familiar to you?
Do not say that name in polite company.
Apparently
so. You're hardly polite.
Boom. Starts sharpening his
knife. Scrape.
He says the Plateau of Ling, there's a monastery where the priest with the silken mask rules upon it, and he is the high priest of the crawling chaos.
So I'm assuming
his wretched slavers and servants are lousy around this place. They're abundant. We must be very careful because he likes nothing more than to, well, destroy and spite men for our existence, as far as I know.
So we are mere playthings in their eyes.
In his eyes, in its eyes, whatever you call the crawling chaos.
Crawling chaos.
Nyalothotep, he is a...
Actually, can I do that on paper before we left?
Yeah.
Writing all this stuff.
Okay.
Furiously. Great stuff.
All right. So you're doing so. You've gotten used to the whole ink thing with a quill. You're making some blotches along the way. But all right, so who's taking watch?
I will.
Okay.
So wake me up when the second one is required.
All right, so Tom?
Yeah?
You're asleep. You wake up.
No, I was.
No, you were asleep. You look over in the distance. You see there is a... another fire. You hear... you two can give me luck checks.
Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. You all three wake up at about the same time. And you hear distant, drunken singing coming away. You can give me spot hiddens.
Yes.
No.
I get it.
All right. You all see a light in the distance. Those of you who make your spot hidden see it looks kind of like a campfire, but it's bluish white. More like moonlight or starlight than actual fire. The two Abbott and Dem both wake up about the same time, looking kind of like, what the fuck? So,
run off into the night. That's a great decision.
I'll sneak. Okay, can I sneak over there?
You certainly can.
I don't think that's a very good idea.
I want to know what we're dealing with.
Well, they're obviously inebriated. All
yes.
Travelers on the all road. Right,
so
you just leave them be.
So Tom starts sneaking off into the dark.
What is he doing?
So, he's off into the night.
He'll never get there. He chased things at night in a dream. You never get any closer. He'll be back in any moment.
You all think right. You're around the corner?
So this All right, so you move up, you get closer, and you to the strangest looking bluish white campfire. You see, Tom, half a dozen shadowy men. They're wearing weapons and armor, like soldiers or mercenaries. They're drinking and shouting at one another, and occasionally singing a song. The light is, however, as you draw closer, you can feel no heat from the fire. And at this distance, you should feel at least some. The song is that they are singing is hollow and empty of emotion, but it haunting. It seems strangely familiar to you, and it's in English too. Part of it reads "blood and bone and marrow warm." I find my life behind me gone, death and cold and no more dawn. My shape it cuts a shadowed form, and there is a
what party with these guys.
Dim laughter. Give me another spot hidden.
Great.
Okay. You observe the people around the fire, and at first you think they're simply gaunt, you know, hardened soldiers or mercenaries. But the flickering light seems to show skulls and blank bone in the gaps in the armor. A moment later, it shows them gaunt and sickly faces of a wary mercenary. The eyes are never visible, lost in pools of shadow. And it starts, you feel even colder. But yeah, give me a sand check.
Nope.
All right. You lose a 1d4, which is 3. You lose 3 sanity.
I've lost more.
So, what do you do, Tom? What are you two are just staying there right now?
At the moment, because although I'm going to ask Matt if he can go off since...
You notice he is very quietly packing everything he has.
We need to get out of here now.
I was like... do you know who those are?
We need to go.
We need to get off of the party because he's wandered off.
Evette is crawling away.
Crawling after Evette.
Right. I'm heading back.
Give me another sneak check.
Primus.
Yep.
Okay. So you start sneaking back. You guys need to give me who has... One of you needs to give me a luck check. So
okay. 70 or...
85.
Okay.
I make it.
Okay. So you all start crawling away in the dark. The voices do not seem to notice you. You spend hours seemingly crawling away from it. You always hear it in the distance. You think you're crawling towards it. You look like you get lost. It's pitch black aside from the fire. It's your only reference point. And it's almost having like vertigo if you didn't feel the tough grass on under your hands. But eventually, you look down, you stop looking at the fire, and you start crawling away. It seems like seconds are real, is it hours? You feel the morning dew on your hands. You look up, you can see the pale gray light of morning dawn. You've been crawling all night. You were too scared to do. You felt like, I should get the fuck away from that light. Especially you, Tom. You were like, you didn't want any part of that.
I got an eyeful.
Yeah, you got enough. So you get up.
I'm noticing a rule in Cthulhu campaigns.
Yeah.
Whenever there's something to look at,
don't.
You see something slightly unusual, I run in terror.
From everything.
Yeah. Throw a bomb behind you for good measure.
Yeah. So. Unless that's just what will alert them to your presence.
No.
All right, so all of you look around, you're all crawling on your hands and knees, and you're remarkably close to one another. You feel your shoulders and arms and legs ache from crawling what seems to be a long period of time.
Okay, would you... Somebody explain... what the fuck were you thinking?
I'm sorry. So what's going on here?
He looks a little bit lost.
No, what the bloody hell
He's
are you
gone
thinking?
Back into his fugue state.
Oh, great. Well, it's like... While wandering off, almost getting himself killed, and us noticed by the ghost camp.
It's called scouting. If you were a real soldier, you'd know that.
I am one.
Yes, yes, I'm sure, pilot. Yes, great for raising the morale of the troops when you shoot down a useless fighter. We did the real fighting.
Punch.
Anti-Semitic internalized repression is so, fighting so with urbane existence.
Yeah, that's gonna.
What does this mean?
Okay, let's get some experience.
Oh god. So no, I'm gonna punch Don for that one. So.
Mm-hmm.
Because I forgot what. Were you just playing an American or. What was,
yeah.
Okay.
Alright. We're going. Alright. Everything's good. Everything's good and great.
It's fine.
It's fine. It's fine. Alright, so. The next day begins. I'm marching along.
Oh, I was punching him. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go
sorry.
Ahead.
Not a CFC game without Tom there and fire. Ridiculous.
Well, Jason's gone, so. For
missed,
the part of Jason,
so.
We play by Tom.
Yeah, so. I miss on that one, so
yeah.
It's fine.
All right, you swing and miss. Your arm is sore. It's stiff. Really need a good massage.
You want to focus on the problem at hand? Let's go.
Okay. Tom being all Frank Miller.
Are Evan and Tim just like... No, I think you can get him next time. Swing again.
Well, remember, the mission is to get you there and back. And just say the right thing. So, until they actually go to the Oracle, you're probably pretty safe. From them, at least.
Wait, I don't even believe in the Oracle. What kind of cynical people live in Sarkamon?
Cynical starving miners.
No one lives in Sarkamon except...
Inequok. What kind of cynical people, they've lost their faith.
They believe in the Oracle.
Just
it's just you've been failing your psychology checks. You don't know what they're doing.
Well, you see, it's a very desperate situation, punctuated by the novel known as The Onyx Miner's Daughter.
All right, so you continue on your march, and again, it seems that the next day.
I hadn't picked this big pointy stick.
It is starting to get a little heavy.
Very heavy.
Yeah. Well, you appreciate that when somebody's trying to kill you, and you can keep it at a distance.
I suppose. Would you carry it for me?
No, I got my own weapons and armor.
No, I don't appreciate it.
Besides, in a fight, I'm not your spear carrier. Jeez.
You could have totally hired one.
Wait! I'm sure the Oracle rewards karmic gifts.
We're not allowed in the Oracle. There's a reason why you're at. If we could have gone to the Oracle ourselves, we wouldn't be needing you. You're the only one who actually entered the Oracle.
I know, but the Oracle looks into ourselves and sees our own experiences. And if I were to say, be less encumbered and full of gratitude for my comrades, perhaps specific comrades with specific agendas. I'm sure that the Oracle would.
Fast talk at half.
Okay. 35. No! 85.
He does not believe that. He is a cynical mercenary.
Damn these crafty. Uneducated medieval brutes.
Poor selfish man. So you continue on. The next 2 days seem to pass with very little excitement. Certainly the nights seem to go a little more quickly as you do not meet the ghostly campfire again.
I will ask him what that was when we're marching along.
You learn... Once you go out here enough, you learn to stop asking questions.
Then how do you know to avoid the dangers? And you just...
You just know. You know. You look at it, you get away. Or you kill it. It's one or the other. So...
All right. Mary Bed Kill. Cleopatra. Helen of Troy.
All right. So you continue on. So the next few days goes by. The fourth day, though... shortly after you make camp, or you break camp, you start getting up, everyone can give me a listen check.
Yep.
Nope.
I don't know. Maybe? Yes!
Alright, you two here in the very distance.
The
It's a horn. It's a horn. Abbott and Dim both immediately heard it. They both leap to action, drawing their weapons. Everyone, get ready.
Okay, a spear out. Ready.
You have to go get your spear.
No, he didn't carry it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry, he didn't carry it. So, yeah. So they...
Who is it?
Break him. Get your shield.
Who is it?
Slavers.
Okay. Thank you for answering our question
Slavers?
For one.
Slavers.
Slavers.
So they, so you're beginning to make, everyone give me dex times 5. To okay. See if you can make, break camp, get your shit packed up.
3.
90.
Ah, 2. Oh yeah, we're ready.
All right. Aaron, a strap breaks on your backpack. So you are currently spilling shit, you know, like, shit spilled out. You have to put that. Hurry up, hurry up.
Son of, oh, good lord.
Anybody going to help him, or is he? Or,
he's not real.
Okay.
I'm Aaron,
give me another deck time.
I will help him.
Actually, I will look. No, I will look over to Caleb. Will, I can't use mind control on so, another player, damn it. I
so what? Yeah.
Will you not help a part of your own personality?
Yeah. Made it.
All right, Darren, give me a dex times 5.
Okay.
No, my first...
40, made it.
My right. First, like, derangement is going to be realizing the reality. Because I'm thinking baseline insanity.
Yeah.
Baseline insanity is the knowledge that I'm creating. All
right, so they're yelling at you, whispering, hurry up. So you continue moving. All right, so... Off in the distance, begin you hear more horns in the distance. In the very, very, very distance, you think you can hear horse hooves. You know,
please be horses. Please be horses. Please be horses.
So you're slightly slowed down. So, but you can continue on pretty quickly. And they just call you, keep marching, and then they hold up. Everyone, crouch down. Everyone lowers yourselves. The grasses are just tall enough for you to hide in. And then you keep moving, and they stop. Move, stop. Move, stop. And it goes on and on and on. Everyone give me a con times 2 check. This is exhausting.
Oh my god. Oh my god, I made it.
That's the first one. Yeah.
I did not.
15, made it.
Okay. You are becoming exhausted. You cannot carry on without resting. Caleb.
Stick is so long.
So, you can try to push on, though, if you want, or you can try and get the party to rest with you.
Can somebody help him?
We need to stop. We need to rest.
What? Why? Are you... Oh, God. Soft dreamers. What?
Can somebody help him?
I'm not helping him. We're slavers. We can't... He's dead. Well, you two, if you want to make strength times 2 checks, you could drag him along, as well as another con times 2 check.
We need to stop. I can't go on here.
We stop, we're going to be sold in.
You can try and push on. and make another count times 2 check.
Alright, I'll try.
Alright, so, there. But the penalties if you fail this one are even worse. So,
I know.
Alright. So everybody.
Dragging my big ass stick behind me.
Alright, you two give me another.
How you liking that, Bo?
Everyone, give me. The two of you give me a count times 2 check. You give me a count times 1 check, actually.
Oh, wow. 19, made it.
27, made it. 14 out of 14.
Okay.
Did not expect that at all.
Good job.
All right, you push her on as the terror of it continues on for quite some time.
Get out, James.
So, you continue on. You continue on. And eventually the hunting horns begin to fade away. You're actually getting out of although at one point, everyone gave me a spot hidden.
Okay. Yes.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Those of you who make it in the distance, you can actually see the riders at one point. You're crouching in the grass and you look up and you can see pretty far across the plain, you can see a group of men on horses. They have bows and swords, it seems like. You can hear dogs barking from somewhere, although you can't
please
see
be
the dogs.
Like, please be dogs. Please be dogs.
So you could see you're, but fortunately they passed by. They didn't get your, the dogs didn't get your scent. It's a fucking huge ass plane, and you continue on. So this continues on for most of the day, as you evade capture from the, or evade detection from the, slavers.
I can't wait to read this book after we've played through it and see all the stuff that didn't happen to us.
Yeah. Well, if you've already, well, you're going through, like, there are three, like, again, there are three possible journeys you could have made.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the underworld, or you could have taken with the Black Alice. There was a way to do that, so, but, yeah.
How prevalent are the, it's like, all of the slavers around this territory?
Yeah, so they leave, he says, well, they're, it's a tribe from the high plane of Ling. They wander around, they capture, they look for prospectors and other miners from our city, or other travelers, and they sell them to the beasts at Sarkomond, or distant on land, lands to the north. They hunt on horseback. They have dogs. Their arrows are poison too, by the way. Not with something lethal, but it will
paralytic.
No, it'll knock you out. I don't know what paralytic means.
Such was the fate of poor old man.
It stops you from moving.
Oh, yeah.
They call half their animals unnameable. Their vocabularies obviously aren't very good.
So, well, it's obvious. it's high time we taught them something.
Vocabulary. I don't know what that word is, but if you call me cool, I'll cut you.
That's what it means.
No, the vocabulary. God help you if you ever encounter one.
Oh. You have such things in your land as well.
It's yes. it's utterly vainglorious.
And we speak not of the syntax.
So you continue on, and along the way, after several more days of marching, you get close to the mountains. Actually, seem to come a lot closer. Actually, in the last day,
like suddenly,
yeah, it's actually you wake up the morning. It's like that mountain seems a fucking lot closer than it was last night.
Oh, they move in the night. Do you not know this?
Yeah, give me a sand check, everybody. Also, everyone give me a sand check for body familiarity.
God damn it. No, and yes.
Okay, so that's one body familiarity.
I failed body familiarity.
Made body familiarity.
One sanity.
And made body familiarity, failed the mountain.
Okay, one sanity for the mountain, one for body.
When you get crazy again, five in one shot, or...
A game hour or less.
In a game hour or less. Yeah. Otherwise, it just kind of slowly...
Yeah, sleeps. It gets a little more neurotic. Yeah. I'll say if you lose a fifth, even outside of an hour, I could say, no, I just want the fucking sanity. Insanity, I'll take it down.
Did you mean a little more erratic?
Yeah.
I think you said erratic.
Yeah, erratic.
Okay.
My insanity is going to be erratic.
Oh, okay.
Okay, totally out of character. I just saw a metal filter before I showed up. Someone who just, like, said, it's all been proven. Walt Whitman and Oscar Wilde totally got it on one day. Like, yeah, no, like, there's letters and, like, saying, like, Oscar Wilde visited Walt Whitman and, like, oh, yes, he put his hand on my knee and he was quite badly and, like, yeah, read between the lines. Yeah, they totally did it. Yeah, so, anyway. Meta filter. Anyway.
Okay.
Thank you, Internet.
Yeah, thank you, Internet. So you're at the base of the mountain. You gaze upon a series of rolling, mossy hills that wind up crevasses and become soaring mountains. At dawn and dusk, a single bright white speck of crystalline light is visible from one of the peaks ahead. That is the Gate of Crystal, from where the oracle is contained. So that is your goal.
I don't look at it!
No. Can't look at it. In fact, I'll say everyone who looks at it gains one sanity back. The end is over. We're out of the fucking plane. Hooray!
But then we have to go back. So there's five sanity for that.
You're thinking. You've come to accept it's the little things. Like get you. As the incline, so you start marching up the hills and then the mountains. As the incline starts growing, as you get further and further up, it begins getting a little more difficult. Abbott and Dim are both experienced mountaineers, it looks like. They're just fine with this.
It's fine.
It does not slow them down. Dreamers who attempt to keep their pace need to make... So are you going to keep pace with the mercenaries, or are you going to ask them to be slow?
I'll try to keep pace.
All right, con times five.
I'll ask them to be slow.
I'm going to keep pace.
Okay.
Made it.
Well, no, they're going slow because of that. So, if one of you asks, they're going to go as the slowest member, so they start slowing down. So, the climb takes another 8 days as you begin climbing up the hill. But it is such a desolate and foreboding mountain.
Stick now.
Yeah. It is a desolate and foreboding mountain as you get the further up you go. And the isolation is even more obvious. Apparently, the mercenaries aren't even that worried about being attacked up here. It's just so fucking remote that.
Nobody cares to be up here.
Yeah, even the monsters. So you can give me one sanity check for the sheer isolation of the 8 days of travel.
Nope.
With little.
I'm fine.
It's a shame one can't exercise in dreams.
Yeah. No, your body actually is sore. It does feel like you're really exercising.
Oh, I know, but, you know, when I wake up, my frame will still be wasted.
I'm one
opiates.
I'm one away from a fifth.
All right. You continue on for 8 days, slowly slogging up the mountain. Finally, the slope of the mountain becomes nearly impassable. The dreamer, you all come to a. You look ahead. The mercenaries up ahead of you, and they're just like they stop, and they look kind of confused a little bit. Like, this is weird. They did relieve. They did mention during their 8 days travel that they've never actually been to the Oracle, because it's not within either of their lifetimes that a dreamer has actually gone to the Oracle. It's been hundreds of years since the last time someone from the waking world visited the Oracle.
So it's only in maybe.
So they don't know exactly. So they know the path, but they don't know what could be ahead. So they're both kind of like, they're both looking at something ahead, up at a small slope, and they both stop looking. So are you guys just gonna walk up and say, "Hey, what you guys looking at?"
Or very quietly, but yeah.
Well, okay. Just go right, back.
So
you
going up there as well.
Yeah. Charge blindly ahead.
All right. So you look up,
screaming and waiting.
You see a sprawl of corpses, human corpses, bodies lying face down. Having fallen and skidded down the mountain face. All the figures seem to be in... give me sand checks for that. Lots of dead bodies.
Wait, what if we're in the war?
I will say, yeah, for you. Okay. But you two, yeah, you need to make it. You're in the plague. You didn't see, like, bodies bloated in the trenches.
Hence that comment
but,
I made
but
you
I
earlier.
But I did crash and I, among my own tears.
But you didn't see rotting decay.
I made it.
You weren't in the trenches.
No sanity loss.
18, I made it, so.
All right, no sanity
loss. I was in a goddamn war.
They've been dead for a while. They're in various states of decay, and many seem to have emerged from a single split in the mountain ahead, a huge vertical cut that leads further up towards the Gate of Crystal. In fact, you can see the light from the Gate of Crystal far, far ahead, past the vertical cut.
Leads people?
The path through this cut seems much more manageable. You start looking at the bodies, I assume, to figure out what the fuck's going on.
See where what
they're floating. Give me idea checks.
I poke one with a stick.
I made it. I have an idea.
Okay. Here's what you figure out. One, these people all shot in the back with a bow, firing large 3-foot arrows. In fact, you see one of the arrows that's been, lodged in the body and then fell to the ground. Two, the bodies were dragged away from the opening on either side, so they will not be visible to those coming away. So if somebody coming the opposite direction from the way your guys are coming, they would not see it, these dead bodies that are lying there. And third, all the bodies are identically dressed in linens with an empty wineskin and leather packs that have been thrown open and emptied. So,
bandits getting them on the way out of the crevasse.
Oh, well, it could. Well, actually, with that, give me another idea, Jim.
Out 4 out of 75.
Well, the bodies are all stacked on your side, so they weren't coming on the way back. That was where they started somewhere on the other side of that cut. And
no, that's what I'm saying.
So it's an opposite
they
path.
They got shot in the back as they were moving through the crevasse.
Well, you're going north. They were going south.
They were trying, yeah.
Yeah, so they were shot. So someone up ahead has a bow pointed towards that vertical cut.
Yeah.
Whoever set up this trap never anticipated coming from the direction that you're coming from. So, what do you do?
We don't go through the crevasse.
It's the only way to go through.
I'm going using my powers of stealth. I'm going to scout ahead and see if I can find. Actually, could I use a I guess either spotted and hidden or rifle to like sort of where that shot would have had to have come from.
I'll allow a rifle.
Okay. No.
All right. Or could I actually do a piloting check, considering that I know that's like the angle of where?
So I'm gonna sneak ahead.
Piloting's not
doing that. Yes.
The only reason I was thinking in this case was speeding up a gun and knowing where the angle of the shot was coming from.
Okay. You go through the vertical. It's very thin. Mm-hmm. You have to sort of go through it. It's barely enough. It's wide enough for you to walk. You don't have to turn yourself to the side. You go up ahead. Give me a spot hidden.
Yes.
All right. You can see that there is a small cubbyhole. You also see that there is a little string attached to a bell. So you can see the whole trap. There's a cubbyhole set in a small part of the mountain up ahead, directly in front of the vertical cut. In which case, you can see the beginnings of what appears to be like a primitive ballista. Someone goes through the thing, triggers the bell, and then shoots the arrow at him.
I will avoid the bell.
Yeah, and
see if I can disarm, I guess, the ballista.
The small little cubbyhole or cave is accessible from a small winding lip of rock that moves up from the right of the gap in the mountain. You have to make a single luck or a climb check to get up there.
I'll try.
Okay. What are you using?
I will use luck.
Okay.
No.
All right. You fall, and as you grab onto a edge that you think is solid, the rock immediately falls out of the mountain, and you fall. You take 4 points of damage, minus your armor, so minimum 1 point, obviously. And, that makes some noise. So let's see if somebody hears that. Alright. So nothing happens. So you two, what are you guys doing? You're on the other side of the vertical cut with the bodies, I assume. Or are you going to sneak up? Or are you just waiting for Tom?
I'm not sneaking anywhere.
I'm not made of that's the sneak, although can I possibly make a navigate roll to see if there's a better path around that might be less
climb over it.
Can I strip one of the corpses?
Sure.
I will strip one of the corpses of its linens and roll it over the side.
Through the vertical cut?
No, like out of the way.
Okay, yeah, sure.
So I have the linens now?
Yeah, you have the linens.
Alright.
All right, so you're doing that. So Tom, what are you
going to
do? Are you going to try again?
Like, I see any of them from where I am?
If you get back to the edge of the vertical cut, you can see where they are.
All right. At least I can see the two guys. Them.
No, they're back with the other guys.
What I mean. Like, I'm seeing like get inside of them.
Yeah.
And then like point to the bell.
Okay. Yeah. Tom signals you over. Okay. He points out the bell.
Are any of the bodies fresh?
One of them is. That's when he got the lens.
And I made an odd 5 on my navigate roll.
So you're at motion for Tom to come back?
Yeah.
Alright, Tom, are you going to come back?
Yeah.
Okay, you come back.
And
alright, so obviously he drags them here, right?
Well, they're shot in the back and then he drags them out of sight so that somebody coming from the other side wouldn't see them.
So, let's take this one. Reinsert the ballista bolt that we have. Since we know it's coming, we trigger the trap. We place the corpse where it would have fallen. He drags it. We could put some of our food in his backpack to make it seem as if it's a new traveler. He drags it, and meanwhile we've replaced the corpses in the field and we ambush them.
I like it. Let's do it.
So you're basically triggering the trap to lure the bag.
So what we're going to do is we're going to trigger the trap. We're going to grab the ballista bolt that comes because we know it'll be out of the way.
Yeah.
We're going to dump the fresh corpse and we're going to put the ballista back in the back. Make it look like just another traveler that got looted. We fill our stuff full of the bag so he doesn't look at the face or anything.
Right.
Then we go and replace the bodies lying in the massive field of bodies covered in linens. And when he comes to drag the body, we ambush.
So how are you holding the body up? Because he looks at the vertical cut when he shoots the bolt to see if somebody's there.
Oh, I thought it was automatically triggered.
No.
Oh.
It's just sound.
I thought it was like you hit the bell. And
well, Tom didn't see any mechanism. You actually don't know, but Tom didn't see any mechanism that would trigger both the bell. Well, there wouldn't need to be a bell to trigger the ballista.
Yeah.
So it's just to alert him. Could do that if you just held the body up so that it could get shot by the ballista without being detected. So you could do that with, like, you could actually use your spear, and if you made a dex times 5 or a luck check, you could hold the body up with the spear, and as soon as it gets bolt, just pull the spear away and hope he didn't see the spear. Does that make sense?
All right, we'll try that.
Yeah.
Right, my dex is 18.
My luck is 85.
So it would be a dex or a luck check. Either one, or dex times 5 or luck to do that. So who is going to do that?
I'll do it.
Okay. All right, so the guys, if you get to work, you actually tie another string to the bell, the first trap string, so you can trigger it from your side.
Mm-hmm.
Or that's one of the mercenaries' ideas. Abbott comes up with that idea.
Good job, Abbott.
Yeah. All right, it's not like I've done this kind of thing before. Just beginner's luck.
This is Tuesday.
Yeah, I haven't triggered people and killed them in horrible ways before. No, not at all. Let's get this on. And Tim's like, I haven't hidden a pile of bodies to ambush somebody before. Nope.
I'm not a weirdo.
All right, so give me that beautiful luck check.
I make it.
All right.
36 out of 85.
All right, you guys, give me stealth checks with plus 30 bonus. I would say you have two choices. One, you can make a normal stealth check if you're on top of the bodies, and thus no sand check is required because you're just on dirt near the bodies.
Well, you have to cover yourself in linen. Like, we have to undress some corpses.
Yeah, that's
they're all wearing the same clothes.
Yeah, yeah. If you're doing it, basically you can make a standard luck check if you're not actually on the bodies. You're just on a pile of dirt near the body, so you're not actually grossed out by that. You can make a luck check or a stealth check with a plus 10 bonus if you're just on top of the body, so you're just face down in corpse. You can give it with a plus 50 bonus if you put yourself at the, like, surrounded by bodies. That's going to be a sand check, even for you.
Oh, even for me, huh?
Yeah, per five.
I'll be on top of the bodies.
All right, so that's a plus 10.
One was typically not buried in corpses in World War I.
Yeah. And some of these...
You need to avoid them whenever possible.
It is cold up here, but they're still pretty nasty.
We are wearing their clothes.
Yeah.
You're also wearing their clothes, and you also, as you're beginning to undress the bodies, you see that cuts them. There have been flanks cut out of them. Yeah,
I'm going to take my standard luck check. So
right, standard plus stealth. No luck.
Oh,
this
luck.
Is stealth.
Shit.
Yeah, I'll take...
Now, you can just go back far enough that there's no way he could actually detect you, but in which case you won't show up unless you make, like, a dex times 5 twice.
Remember, your sneak is minus 25.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, actually it's not, because you're not wearing armor.
Oh, yeah.
True, but also my sneak is at 10%,
so, yeah.
Though.
Make it
at
plus 50!
If I crawl underneath the corpses.
Yeah.
Or you could just take yourself out of the action.
You could wait further back on the path and just wait for the sounds of battle and then come in as reinforcements.
I will make the...
I know what you're doing. All right, go ahead and make a roll push then.
7.
All right, yeah.
I have to make it as well as I run away.
Yeah.
That's
you can choose... Yeah, you can dive in the bodies, because you can tell he has to climb down and come back.
I'm going
to
dive in the bodies.
Yeah. So are you on top of the
bodies? I'm taking the plus 50.
Plus 50, okay. That's sand check too, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I totally critted that.
Okay.
I make the check. They're hiding.
Yeah.
And I make the sand check.
One sand. This is gross.
It's not real.
It's yeah, you keep telling yourself that.
I am. I'm going to keep telling
it's
myself
starting,
that until I take some.
You haven't been a little self-doubt. Because your sand wears away. So what about you, Aaron? You can just take yourself out of the action. You can just, like, go further back on the path and wait until you hear the sounds of battle and then charge in.
I'll do that because I will not disrespect the bodies of these.
All right, fair enough.
So,
so Abbott and Dim are there, and they make their checks. They're hiding in thick bodies. They're thick in the sea of bodies. They aren't bothered by it at all. So, eventually you hear the sound of someone coming. He's giggling to himself. Mealtime. Yes, please. Or he's actually talking in a language you don't recognize.
Ben and Dim are helping, right?
Yeah, yeah, they're buried in the body stew. So,
Mealtime,
what gift have I been given today? yes. All right, so who's breaking cover first? You can hear it. You're the only one who actually can give it. You're the only one who can see him because you're on top of the bodies. You see this wizened old man hunched over. And he's going to the body, so he's about 15 feet away. What are you going to do? He has his prone action.
Was the plan to take him out?
He didn't get that far.
Ambush.
Alright, I'm going to...
he's by himself, though. You don't hear anybody else.
Yeah, I'd
rather... I'm going to sneak up and get into a position where I could like take him by surprise.
Alright, that will be a stealth check with a minus 20. Because you're in plain sight.
Get ready to start combat when I fail this roll.
Yep.
I do
fail.
All right, so Tom gets up, and he sees you in your peripheral vision, and he's like, a trick! I was no trick! Trick will be you when I got you! All right, so you can spend your ambush action crawling out of the dead bodies. same with Abbott and Dim. We'll just do a new round.
Should have chucked the javelin out.
He had to get up, so Tom was trying to sneak up to catch him. So, all right, he has a dex of 15. What is your dex? Yeah, all right, so you're growing first.
Chuck a javelin.
All right, go ahead and give me a roll.
I hit.
All right. He is going to dodge, as is his wont. and he makes it with a 17. So he's in I was too fast for you! My knife will find your throat! So he's a dick. What's your dex?
11.
Alright, so he's going before that. Abbott has a dex of 13. And so does Dim. So they're both going at the same time. So he's going before either of you. And, he is actually going to charge you and try and stab you with a wicked knife that looks rather nasty. You really don't want that at your throat, Tom.
Noted.
And he charges you and would hit. You can dodge.
Mm. Made it.
Yeah.
The dodge is 70.
Oh, okay. that is... Is that a 60 or... No, that's a 60, yeah.
Yes, Ross.
Alright, well, I couldn't tell if it was 6 or 9. Alright, so you dodge otherwise. Trixie! I'll kill you, though. I will kill you. Alright, so Abbott and Dim get out.
And am I waiting a turn until I hear around the corner?
No, you hear it. You're just far away. So you're running up. So you will be, sir, appearing in the next two rounds. so Abbott and Dim.
You're dead, Aaron.
Yeah. Abbott tries to attack him. Rolls a 58, which misses. Then Dim does as well.
Get out of the way! You're terrible at stabbing people!
And he would hit. Abbott is going... Ivy's going to try and parry. And parries with a critical. He actually disarms Dim.
Damn, this old man's crazy.
Yeah, he is. He's been doing this for a while.
This old man McGuckin.
He is. And now it's your turn. You can try and stab him. You only get one dodge and one parry per round. So if you actually hit him, he will not have a chance to dodge.
I will charge with my pointy stick.
Don't trip and fall.
Yeah.
I probably will.
All right, go ahead and roll.
Come on, under a 19.
Yep.
88!
All right, not quite a critical failure. Yeah! You stab a body. It's fleshy. so next round, Aaron's still running up. Tom, what are you gonna do?
I will.
My patrons.
Well, now that I'm at close range, right?
Yes.
And I'll just try to punch him because I don't think throwing something while I'm in melee range is
probably
not a good plan.
And it's the same thing as my throwing, so.
Okay.
I hit him!
Okay.
Nice, I hope.
He's going to try and parry that with his knife. And he makes that, so he parries. That's his parry for this round. He basically blocks it with the hilt of his blade. I mean, like, ow.
Wait, what a dude.
He is going to actually see that he is being surrounded, and he is going to make a Dex Science 5 to get the fuck away. He's going to try and run back to the vertical cut and get back to his little hidey hole so he can fight you from higher ground. He starts running away, so you... Dim grabs his sword this round. Abbott is going to try throw his sword at him in a desperate attempt. And roll on 95. Caleb, you can still stab him because you have a fucking spear.
I will try and throw the spear to stab him?
No, you can just stab him, stab him.
I actually have a better chance of hitting him by throwing things.
Alright, yeah. You can throw.
So I will just try and throw.
Okay.
At least, hopefully, to see. Trip him.
Yeah. Well, if...
98!
Give me a luck check.
It's a critical failure.
I know.
Yeah. I'd probably throw it off the map. 89 and 85!
Oh,
okay. What did you... You wanted to throw it off the map?
I mean, like, that would be bad. Like, yeah. I'm completely unarmed. Like,
all right, it hits Abbott. All right, it hits them.
Damn it.
Roll damage.
Thank you, Ross.
Yeah.
Just scream aloud.
You critically failed twice in a row.
Dude, just scream.
I did not critically fail last
What's
time.
The dice on
you
the
spear? You said I didn't quite critically fail last
You didn't quite
What's the dice on the spear?
D8.
Just scream aloud. D8. He has accomplices!
Yeah.
D8.
2.
All right, 1 point of damage. It stabs him in the butt. He's like, God damn it. Fucking Lakers. Fucking dreamers. And you're still right up. You'll be there at the next round. You'll be that normal in the next round. All right, new round.
I chase him.
All right.
Actually, wait, how far away is he?
Right now, he's just through the vertical cut. So you do have to move. You can make a move and a throwing attack.
I'll do that.
All right, so you move up, and you can throw another spear at him.
Nope, miss.
Alright. If one of you actually hit and he couldn't parry, he'd be dead, so, but...
You are terrible.
So, no, but you still have your spear. You didn't lose your spear, so that's good.
I stabbed a guy.
Yeah, well, that's...
Well, we are soldiers from the 20s.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Oh, I am.
I'm a fiction writer.
Alright, so...
I'm a disabled pilot.
He climbs up
so there's
to
one real soldier.
His little hidey hole. And you can hear... Alright, so he does that. Abbott, Dim is going to try and make it through the vertical cut. And he makes it. Abbott is going to try and make it through the vertical cut. And he fails. So he's a little slower. What are you going to do?
I'll pick up my spear.
Yeah.
And...
You can make if you make a Dex Science 5, you can get through the vertical cut this round.
I make it
through. Okay, you make it through. Aaron, everyone's gone through the vertical cut. The ambush failed. So you're running through the vertical cut? All right, you're shivering it. All right.
What? Yeah.
Why'd you fucking run 200 yards away?
So you would have to make a stealth check.
Just bury yourself in corpses like a real man.
You are a soldier, aren't you?
Give me a Dex Times 5.
What was this?
Give me Dex Times 5.
Dex Times 5.
You probably want to make it. Otherwise, you will be in the vertical cut when he gets out. Guess who's going to be vertical cut. All right. That's fine. New round. Tom, what are you going
to do?
Chasing after him.
Okay, so it's a climb check.
Yep.
But okay, 80, awesome. Or is that a... Oh, that's a 30, not 80. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
It looked... It was... All right. All right, so you climb up. You get to the top. You can see him. He's got the cross... The ballista's already loaded, because he leaves it loaded, and Aaron's right in the middle of the crosshairs.
Guys, shout out.
Oh, shit.
Guys, shout out a warning.
Yeah, he's like, well, duck!
It's like, duck!
All right, so it has a 72% chance to hit you. And 30, not 6, but you get your full dodge.
Okay.
And then otherwise you still also get your armor.
Let's see if the dodge helps.
Sure.
9, I dodge out of the way.
Fucking matrix.
Oh.
A 3-foot arrow slides by your face as you spin out of the way.
You're like, oh, poop!
Actually, if you go back, it's just chivalry. Fucking archers.
Yeah, fucking archers. So that was his action. Abbott and Dim are both...
Oh, my God.
They've actually both just draw their weapons or waiting down below in case he tries to escape, but you're already... You're the only one to get up the cave. There's not that much space in there. So, and Abbott and Dim don't have throwing weapons. You do, and he's by the ballista, so he's a minus 10 to hit because he's an armored target. Or he's got cover, but you can try and throw. Yeah.
Are you like I'm in one of Roberts's no-can stories?
You can spend this round aiming and get a plus 20 in your next attack.
No-can, Marion. I will spend this round aiming.
All right, so you're just like...
Heismaning it.
Yeah, exactly. Aaron, the arrow went right by your face. Are you continuing your charge?
Continuing my charge, straight at the crazy old man.
All right, so you get to the base of the hill that his little cave's in, so you can spend the next round climbing up and get right behind Tom. Okay. All right, new round, Tom. You can stab him.
I have thrown 2. I still have 3.
Okay. Well, you couldn't. You don't have one ready because you climbed, and so like climbing with a javelin would have imposed a penalty.
I'll just try to punch him out.
All right, give
same
him a punch. Yeah. Hey. I'll give you plus 10 because he's cramped conditions. It's hard for him to dodge.
Hit him.
All right,
with that.
So that's nice.
No, he had to dodge. He was using the ballista. So,
yeah.
So he fails. Go ahead and roll damage.
2.
2. I don't have a damage bonus.
I my stats have gone up.
Strength size plus is your what's your strength plus size?
25.
Plus 1d4. So just roll d8 divided by 1.
1. So 3 damage total.
All right, you punch him in the face. Ah. You will, Ivy will stab you good. So Ivy lets go of the ballista, grabs his knife, and is going to try and stab you in your face.
So he can change weapons in one go?
Well, it's just right by his hand. You just put it down to use the ballista.
I need to get some advantage here, Ross. How about I pay you some money?
He's an old man.
Yeah.
Yes, and we suck at our jobs.
Everyone failed multiple attack rolls.
Yeah, we really suck at this.
All right, so he would hit you. You can dodge, or you can try, and I'll allow you to parry with the fist by basically deflecting the attack.
Dodge.
Okay.
I dodge the fuck out of it.
All right, give me a luck check.
I do not.
All right, you just dodge. All right, so the two mercenaries are just waiting by, waiting to see what happens.
I spent my round.
Yeah, you spent your round.
So I'm at a 45 to hit now?
With a minus 10, so 35.
Oh, okay.
He still has cover. Because he's up on the hill.
Throw my spear.
All right.
40.
All right.
I don't
crit. It's close. Bounces off the ceiling near his head and then...
Damn!
Falls back down.
This is so difficult.
Yeah. Aaron, you can give me a climb check.
Joy.
We could have put in like bodies that are useful, like a tiger or something.
And is this also going to be at the negative because of
or whatever these shantaks are?
Climbing is
surely
is
they are majestic,
check.
Beautiful creatures.
Climbing at a negative 25.
Yep,
so. If you're wearing medium armor.
Yep.
Oh wait, I'm not because we took it off.
You didn't ambush. You just ran away.
Yeah.
So, hey Ross, could we have put like maybe the body of a shantak? They sound like such majestic creatures.
Yeah.
That is this five ten.
All right, so you're just like
yeah.
All right, new round, Tom. You can punch him again.
Punch. All right. Oh! I missed by 1.
No, you said a plus 10. He's crying.
Oh, then I hit him.
All right. He will try and dodge.
The epic battle of old man.
All right. So, yeah, he dodges out of the way. And now he's going to try and stab you in the face again.
Is this the same guy that woke us up? Because he sounds
no.
Totally similar.
No, they're just crazy old men all throughout.
The race of crazy old men that live in the valley.
He misses with his stabby. The mercenaries yell out, just get him, pull him out.
I'm trying!
Grab him, stop punching him, grapple him.
Yeah,
just pull him out of his little hole.
Yeah, I'm not so good at that. If you'll clearly see in my sheet, it says I can only grapple at 25%.
Your dreamers are weird.
I know.
All it's right. My turn, right?
Yeah, you pick up the spear and throw again or aim again.
The spear fell down near me?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll throw it.
All right.
Up my spear skill.
What can you do, man?
Yeah, guys.
I've got a 15% chance.
All right.
42.
All right, donk. All right, you feel like Sisyphus for some reason.
That's no. So difficult!
All right.
Not no, it's not quite what I...
Aaron, what are you going to try to climb again?
Trying to get up there.
Okay. Let's...
I was going to try to cast pop check and convince him of vocabulary was coming.
No.
You still get the pass on. I could hear you, but anyways, did you make, all right, armor's hard, like it's heavy. All right, Tom,
same shit.
All right,
it's
it probably
the
be.
Thrilling battle. Hit.
All right,
reenacted in nursing homes around the world.
he fails to dodge. Okay, because he only has a 30% dodge chance. You rolled 35, so go ahead.
Ooh.
So that's 3.
Max damage on that one.
7 damage. That knocks him out. Yeah.
I'm not a method actor.
And he's alive. He's not even dead.
I'm not a method actor. I'm looking at my fists in astonishment at the moment.
Yeah.
I throw my spear again and miss.
Okay. A second later, spear.
Whoa! I got him!
Oh, okay. I finally make the climb check, so.
And you're up there. What, like, well, good job. Help me carry him down.
Okay. Alright, so...
Very British.
You can drag him out. What are you going to do with him? You look through the cave, I assume. The cave, just to see, suit your curiosity.
Yeah.
He's got the ballista, obviously. He built it specifically for that, so you can't take it with you. It was, you know, specifically for that vertical cut. The cave is stacked full of wineskins, clothing, food, and gear. Grotesque amount of them. You may ideas check to estimate how many people he's killed over the years.
Yeah, I know.
Nearly 50. There's enough supplies to last for months. And yeah, he has just been scavenging people. You also see interesting little piece of...
Travelers shouldn't work alone. It's a ballista. It's not, like, easy to load.
You see a small box. You open it up. There is a lumpy, phosphorescent, grayish-green moss.
I eat it! No.
There is a word Abbott identifies it as Kim. K-E-I-M. One box of it. He says it's good for healing.
I will like to partake of that because I am badly hurt.
Okay.
Psychology to make sure.
You look trustworthy.
Dude, I have never seen anyone more trustworthy in my life.
All right, give me first aid check. To use it, it's a poultice, so you have to actually apply it on your wound.
Ooh, 17.
All right, you heal 2 points of damage.
Is there any left over?
And
yeah,
you start
quite a bit left over.
I smoke something.
There is 38 application. Give me con times 5 check.
Yes, I make it.
Okay. Medical, not recreational.
Well, I had to try.
No, it's fine. You gain another experience point.
So,
yay.
Like, look at the this, like, so, like, what do we do with him?
Kill him. Let's start.
Or question why he was...
I suppose, I mean...
Who are all these men from? They're all uniformly dressed.
They, are you, so you're waking him up? Someone needs to give me a first aid check.
I can do that. Apparently I don't.
Okay.
You,
alright, so you can't wake him up. Anybody else have first aid? Wants to try and wake him up?
I made mine at base, so, I'll try again.
Alright.
Nope.
Alright. Like, he's out. You can wait for him if you want to spend the night there.
Wake up! Oh, man!
You can use another application you have of Kiem to wake him up. I'll say you have 35 applications left.
Okay, so just use one and make sure he's still tied up.
There's some moss on it.
Yeah. All right, so he wakes up.
Rubbing
some moss on it. So you have 34 now. So write that down. How much you have left. Or who's carrying the Kiem?
I will. All
right, so you have 34 left.
K-I-M?
K-E-I-M.
K-E-I-M.
Yeah. What do you want?
Answers.
Let me go.
Oh, not until you've answered. That's like, answered some of our questions, particularly that's like particularly what you're doing on this mountain.
Aivu does many things here. He lives like a king.
It seems like you're living more like a scavenger. That's
kings
like picking,
are scavengers.
That's like picking off the dead.
Yes, they are fools. They deserve to die.
Why are they fools?
Because I killed them.
Okay.
If they weren't so foolish, I couldn't have killed them, could I?
Well,
Aivu wins the rhetoric.
Like, well, so tell me, what? It's like, why are you up here?
Many years ago, I found this place, and there was I escaped cruel men from the plateau, the men of Bling, and I was pursued to this hole in the wall. There was another traveler there, and he had fire and wine and food, but he didn't share with Aivu. So Aivu came back at night and cut his throat with a piece of bone he found. And then Aivu made it his home, and then Aivu saw others traveling on this horse and thought Aivu should have what they have. And Aivu kills them all.
Oh, thank you for your candor.
Yes.
And now, stab him in the throat.
Okay.
No!
All right. Give me Xandrix.
Was going so well.
I made it.
Yeah.
We could have asked him about the Oracle, you idiot.
Like, yeah, we could. But he tried to kill us. Just besides, path's clear.
Yep, the path to the Oracle is clear.
You are very laconic and murderous.
American.
All right. Yes,
I'm practical.
No, you're a murderer is what you are.
Yes, of course. I'm a murderer for killing a killer in cold blood. I'm so horrible.
Yeah, well,
welcome to reality. Well, that's a bad phrase, but... welcome to the reality of our situation.
Well, I hopefully will... That's like retain to the fantasy of civilization.
Yes, I'm sure you
will. It's vivid.
All right. After another day, you continue climbing. You eventually get to eventually come to the glittering object you spied days before in the western plateau of the Oracle. In the distance, you see two giant statues made of blue-white metal, unlike anything you've ever seen before, anything that it would ever be on Earth. Flank a cleft in the mountain. They hang on the sides of the mountain, left and right, buried in the snow and the rock, as if knocked aside by some giant creature. Each statue is about 80 feet tall and appears to be a thin Asian man or woman standing, kind of androgynous. Hands held together in prayer, eyes facing south. Past them is a sparkling crystalline cog, like that found in a clock, but the size of a house, slowly turning on the side of the mountain. The cog glitters at each click of its workings, visible across the plain. The ground shakes lightly with each click. The cog recedes in the mountain beneath the ground. Visible beneath the opening are dozens of smaller works, connected and spinning at varying rates. Hand-carved and well-worn steps lead down into the rock. There are no gates or guards or anything else you can imagine. Anyone seems to be able to enter. Avat and Dim, though, ever stop by the statues and say, well, you, Avat says, this is for dreamers and dreamers alone. We are not welcome inside. It is not for natives of this world to enter.
Why not?
It is forbidden.
Well, your lord said that it just didn't work for you, or they didn't say it was forbidden.
It is forbidden. They avert their gaze from you when they say this.
Yeah, psychology on that one. Oh, 29, made that, so.
Yeah, no, they're definitely not going to enter.
Are they scared, or is it...
all fear, they're overwhelmed, it seems to be something...
Knowing our place is not in there.
Yeah.
Like, we're in, like, new... Tradition says don't go in there. We don't go in there.
Yeah. So.
I'll step in.
The three of you continue on. You continue on.
At every opportunity.
Yes.
Sweet!
The depth of the mountain are very low. Are well lit by endless reflections from crystal. As you continue down into the depths of the mountain, it is warm and hospitable, except for the noise. The ticking of the machine is so loud in some areas as you continue through the labyrinthine passages that dreamers must clutch your ears against the sound. Conventional conversation is impossible. Other areas are quieter, but the clank and click of parts is always present. It is feels like you are entering in a massive clock tower or a mechanism. It is rather disconcerting. There's but a single passage with no deviation. Sometimes this narrow stair or hallway opens onto a vista, revealing the complexity and scale of the machine. You continue on in what it seems to be 10 minutes, not a very long time. The characters pass a chamber the size of a vast stadium, filled with working, glittering crystal parts, ticking away at some unknown rhythm. Certainly the machine was built with purpose and meaning, a thought which is, you cannot even possibly fathom what the purpose of this machine, of this scale and complexity could be, or how it is even possible to build such a machine in this, certainly in the real world, you could not imagine it. The path leads to a small wooden door, marked with a symbol, the symbol that is on your necklace. It looks like a five-limbed tree branch, tipped to the right. The door is unlocked. You open it, revealing another chamber, and you realize, for some reason, you just know that this is the heart of the machine that fills the mountain. The curved half dome is split by spinning cogs and pulleys and levers on all sides. The clicking in this room is quiet, brings to mind a grandfather clock, in peaceful study until the door shut. Nothing seems to happen. Eventually, one of you gets the idea. You close the door is shut, a bell rings, and the sound of a machine spinning up breaks the relative quiet.
Stab it with everything.
You recognize the sound of a string or a cable being pulled at high speed to spin some sort of axle. This is followed by four clicks. You've noticed the shape detach itself from the far wall and move forward. The shape is human-sized, composed of shafts of crystal and a thin bars of metal. It is situated on a single pole instead of legs. The poles recede into the ground in a clear groove that cuts rectilinear patterns across the room's story. So think like a cuckoo clock and the little things that come out of it. But it is a humanoid shape. The face is blank, white marionette-like mask with no eyes, only vague outlines of a nose, and a spring-loaded mechanical mouth. Its vague outlines of a nose and a spring-loaded mechanical mouth, its arms strip to its side in a jerky motion and slide forward until it reaches the halfway point in the room. Then it stops abruptly and makes a series of uneven moments in sequence. It takes a moment to reel. So it seems to, the moments, movements it makes seems to be a little cranky, but it bowed to you. And this is a little picture of it.
Oh, that's comforting.
Yeah. Very comforting. So, what do you do? The cutscene over.
Kill it with all the things.
Is that what you're going to do? Maybe.
Do we?
Stationary, no attack rolls.
I presume we are in the presence of the Oracle.
Yes.
Hey, just a booming voice.
A hollow mechanical sound.
This must be a symbol for our modern times.
The voice is stilted and organ-like, emerging out of sequence with its mechanical mouth. So it speaks and then chink, chink. Open and shut. So, it says, yes.
We are dreamers who have entered into this land under strange circumstances. We are told from us, like from where we traveled, the great city of Ithaqua, that you may have answers to their questions.
I think we have to ask it a question.
Can you answer our questions?
Yes, in most cases.
What are the cases that you cannot answer our questions?
It starts grinding.
Error. Error.
So,
fucking Oracle AIs.
How many questions are we allowed to ask?
There are no limits.
Is there a price for your answers?
No.
Oh.
Well, let's ask the question we were sent here to begin with.
Which is?
Should these citizens of
Ithaqua
expand to the east?
No.
Why?
A single crystal drops out of its glittering mechanical mouth. It is... you can give me idea checks.
Okay.
Three.
Okay.
Yes, it is a large blue-white gem, which seems upon inspection to contain something in the center. A creature, a symbol, or some wires. Yes. In 55 years, if it expands, it will fall prey to war by Sarkamon and spiders from Ling.
Is there a direction that's safe for them to expand?
No.
Will the city fall regardless of what they do?
No.
What will keep the city alive?
It starts clicking and worrying.
Will Garth ever get his Sports Illustrated football
film? what course of action?
Only those not controlled by the machine. It says it is not within this... you weren't asking that, were you? So.
No.
All right, sir.
What course of action would maximize the city's existence with inhabitants intact?
It clicks for a while. Many variables to calculate.
What will ensure the city's survival?
Well, guys, I think we're getting ahead of ourselves. We asked what we needed to.
Well, I'm trying to cover all of our bases, but if nothing else, take the selfish question. How do we get back to Earth?
There are many exits. Look south in the Enchanted Woods.
What is the safest way back to Earth?
So archetypal.
There is no safe route to Earth.
What is the least perilous?
Look south in the Enchanted Woods.
Well, what is your purpose?
This is the Western Machine, the works which move this corner of the world.
What works move the other corners of the world?
It starts glitching, clicking.
Who made you?
The Great Ones who laid the foundations of heaven.
Okay. Anyone else here anxious to leave? I am.
What is a vet's secret?
A vet's is motivated by greed. And wishes... he owns most of the Valley of Onyx's holdings. To expand would deny him potential profit.
What is Dim's secret?
Dim is prepared to let you all die and lie to the sages about what you find.
Well, note to self, kill him.
So just to clarify,
you bet his man is willing to.
Dim works for Drax. And Drax wants to expand?
Yes.
Whereas Yvette works for...
Right here.
Yvette?
Yvette works for Drax, nice. And Dim works for Yvette's.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Yvette wants to expand.
Yeah. No, Drax wants to expand, but...
And Yvette works for Drax.
You asked the other question about Yvette, too, and he says the same thing. Both mercenaries are willing to lie to you, willing to kill you and lie to the sages to carry out the wishes of their employer.
So they both want to not expand.
No, one does, one doesn't. But okay. Either one wants.
I'm trying to gauge who.
Both of them are willing.
Avant wants to expand. Dim does not want to expand.
All right.
They're both willing to kill and lie to get those things goals.
Yeah. To
fill out why can only dreamers access you?
Only those not controlled by the machine may enter it.
So all inhabitants are controlled by the machine?
It clicks.
So.
It does seem to be implying that it does run these people's lives like a cluck. Maybe another, idea check.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
You could ask about the person who sent you in the first place.
Oh, actually, exactly. What that's like?
I wasn't here, so.
What was his name? What was
Mr.
his name?
The drug. Yeah, Mr.
Why did Mr. Lau send us here?
Mr. Lau is not part of the machine. I cannot answer. You can make another ID check once you hear that.
Well, yes, I made that also, but I did have a question. Okay. Has Mr. Lau come here before?
No.
That's like, why... Has he sent other people here before?
No.
Okay, then what was the idea check?
He is not of this... He could be like you. He's not of solely of the Dreamlands. He is someone who is free from the Oracle Sight. He has a dual nature. He has interests in both the waking world and the dream world. So, any other questions? So basically, you realize, Caleb, that both... Sages are willing to kill, or both their mercenaries are willing to kill you to fulfill the wishes of their employer. So, and...
So the machine controls these people?
That's what it seems to be implying.
Can you change the mind of a vet?
No.
Why not?
I'm the Oracle, not the...
That's Phil's.
Answer questions.
That's Phil's job.
My purpose
Who
is
can
to
change the mind? I'll be back.
It's read-only memory.
The great ones.
How do we find the great ones?
Clicks.
Damn you, archetypal greatness. What do you know of Nyarlathotep? Lothotep?
Yeah, is the Crawling Chaos a great one?
Nyarlathotep is the soul and messenger of the great of the old ones who guard the great ones. He is the Crawling Chaos, the god with a thousand faces.
So, yikes. This is just going to be even worse. Though, what's in the Southern Forest that would help us get home?
A gate to the waking world.
Is it guarded by anybody?
Yes.
What or whom?
Multiple things. Prime among them, the Zoogs.
What is a Zoog?
The Zoog is
Didn't
a species.
Eat some of those?
Huh?
Didn't we eat some of those?
That's what you do remember hearing something about that.
So, Zoog jerky. So
they are small creatures that are are clever, but they live in the forest. And travelers who enter them do. Some travelers who enter the forest do not leave.
Hmm.
Now you're a little bit, well, he doesn't say yeah, he doesn't want to information.
Can you give me mini tokens?
No.
Where can I find something that looks like a token?
The to go east there is a village of the
damned
village of the inhabitant of the tribe of Ling. There are such.
What are you trying to get?
Do the citizens of... What's the name of it?
Your city that you just came from?
Yeah.
Inukwak.
Inukwak know what an oracle token looks like.
No. But they will recognize it. Want a token on site.
So it's pre-programmed.
It is... It clicks.
So while they will recognize a token, will they know something is not? Will they know something is not a token?
Yes.
But they only know what information we give them. So the token is just the proof that we saw you.
Yes.
Whoever has the token is the one. They just need the token, and they can kill all of us. Like either. Kill us. So that's the problem. Like we can mislead them and tell
we get
that. And we can tell them that it told us not to expand, and we can tell that it told us to expand, but then they're just gonna look for the token and murder us.
So
you give me a psychology check. Okay.
Made it 38.
Okay. They're mortal enemies. They're not going to work with one another. So, you know, if they kill, they'd have to kill everyone, including their rival, in order to pull that off.
So if we just kind of throw it between them and tell them and then bugger off and hope that they take each other out.
Well, they're also experienced guides, so
they're going to kill us if they find us. We have to make sure they don't kill us.
God. So, well, we could possibly.
Is there another way out of this cave?
No.
Do you realize that as an oracle, you're very unhelpful?
Click, click, click.
Told you exactly what you want to know.
How can we... how can we survive this situation if both parties will kill us regardless of the answer?
There are multiple solutions.
Name one.
Kill both of them.
Didn't see that one coming.
Yeah. Name another one.
Kill one of them.
Name all possible permutations.
There are too many to list.
Oh, God. This is not going to work out, pretty much.
Well, I have to use the bathroom and Taz abandoned the game, so.
Yeah.
Figured out her.
Jeez.
Continue asking questions.
Leave this one up to me. So, for political intrigue.
Okay.
What will convince both of them that our lives are worth? That's like sparing on the way back to Inequoth.
If you do not tell them what the answer is, they will not kill you.
Which my idea at this point is to take the token, tell them, lie to them, saying that it was, that's like, that the answer will be revealed to us through the token once we pass through the gates of Inequoth, because as far as they know, that's all that they'll see. So this is, we can lie to them and tell them, and pretty much tell them that they're not going to get any information out of us until we're safely back within the walls, since we're the only ones who can interpret it.
Okay.
So, that's my best solution right now, is kind of bullshit and hope for the best.
Are we still there?
Yeah, we're still here.
How did I get these scars?
Oh.
The body was formerly held by a gladiator named Marius from the city of Losk. He received many wounds in gladiatorial fights for profit until he fell into debt from the Men of Ling and was taken by them.
Just like a Howard Roberts story.
It clicks.
Where did this vessel come from?
It came far to the southeast.
Did it have a name? Immerse me, Ross.
Shaka. Its name was Shaka. He was a warrior for a tribe far to the east. They were herders of zebras. Sold them to the people of Illavank.
So, how did he come to the ruins?
He fell into debt to the Men of Ling and was taken by them, and his soul was taken to the moon.
So, also, that's like, why did the Men of Ling stockpile bodies within?
To sell them to their masters, the beast from the moon.
Oh, so, another question. Who offer to return me to my world in exchange for my soul?
They are not within the confines of this machine.
So you have no idea who they are?
They are not within the confines of the machine.
You, Ross. So
you realize they're like Mr. Lau. They have the foot in each world.
True. But I know who they actually are because...
Yeah, I don't care. You know who they are.
I want
that's
information.
That's
going to
be fun.
So, but my idea is this: since we do have the token, but granted they have the other two have no idea what information that we've gotten from them. We could just say that if we were told by the Oracle, it would reveal all to us once we were back within the walls of the city, and it would come from it's like the token itself. So that should give us safely back in there, and at least hopefully guarantee our safety on the way back. And then once we're in the city, we can figure out what to do.
Why would it do that?
we're limited
they
on
they have a 50% chance of failure, but they have a 100% chance of failure if they then kill us and bring the token back and say what they want to say.
Well,
like, they have no concern about what the Oracle actually says. Like, they don't give a shit what the Oracle says, so long as it supports their story.
Well, granted, they may lose any kind of credibility if they just bring the token back and say that.
Well, remember, Mercer, who wants to do that, has to kill everyone, including his rival. And that's going to be daunting.
It's going to be daunting for the rival. Mm. It's not going to be particularly daunting to kill us. They've seen us in combat. We're not powerhouses.
But also, from what we've been given, ask the Oracle again. Are they aware of in that's like any? They're not aware of any of the inner workings of you, correct?
No.
So we could tell them anything, and they would probably believe it at face value.
Close.
So it's a chance, but we're kind of limited on options other than just going out and saying you're going to die regardless. And yes, we have little other options.
So one just wants to expand, and the other doesn't want them expanding solely because it's going to mean they lose money in the mines.
Yeah. Why don't we just tell them that the answer is for their leaders alone? It will be revealed when we get back.
Because they're going to kill us. I'm convinced they're going to kill us. I don't know. It's up to you guys.
Yeah, I'm well convinced of that as well. However, I'm
still in a dream. I'm just going along with the flow.
So, but I think our best plan is to take the stance of the prophets, guide the artifact back to the city, and hope that we can play that card as long as possible.
Okay.
So, Tom.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Everybody got one sanity for defeating Ayabu the Corrupt.
So,
I'm sure I'll keep that sanity.
So, taking it back out, are there any other questions for the Clockwork Oracle?
Nope.
Okay. You leave. Come back. Tick, 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 tick. And you wind your way back up. When you emerge from the surface... Abbott and Dim are both very eager. So did it answer? What did it say?
Tom, what's your fast talk at?
40.
Okay, you're better than mine. Unless I'm allowed to use persuade, so.
Well, it depends on what you're saying. Remember, persuade is negotiation, fast talk is mine.
I would do it.
Okay.
70.
Okay.
96!
Okay, what were you saying?
Tell the stuff! About things that we're supposed to tell them.
If you went there, it'll give you a token. You'd recognize
it. Go ahead and just pull it out, tentatively, pull the crystal out.
All right, both of you, all three of you can give me psychology checks.
Nope.
I can't believe all three of you. None of you guys.
Yes.
All right, you make it. They're stunned and awed by it. It's like, they legitimately are.
Okay, it's like, okay, Old Testament... It's like, okay, Anglican Church talk, don't
you
fail
realize
now.
The object means something to the men in a way it cannot to you. Their eyes are filled with a quiet wonder as if they are seeing something far more interesting than a gemstone. So that's when you show it to them. The two of you, they're just like, holy shit, that's a big rock, you know, as far as you can tell.
Yeah.
But you realize that.
We have been told by the Oracle that we've... That's like the answers that we fully do not understand would be revealed once we are back within the walls.
All right, that's a fast talk.
The token, that's like the token will give it.
Yeah, it's fast talk.
You're lying again.
I'll give you plus 10 because you showed them the gym.
You're lying.
Shit. Oh, damn it. 19, almost there.
You mean plus 10?
Because I have 5. Yeah, my fast talk. Everything's in persuade. It's not in...
Aaron didn't take lie.
No, I took persuade because I was getting drugs. Damn it.
Yeah, that's fine. All right, so they're both clearly unhappy about that. But they don't... See, you look and you see they clearly... They, all right, we need to get back to Interquark as soon as possible.
I am the mandate of the land.
So you continue on, so you begin your march back.
Yeah.
And you pass by Ivy's corpse. You pass by the other pilgrims.
See you.
Yeah.
See you, the pilgrims.
Sorry, regret killing Cradle again.
Yeah, you continue
on. I think some of the wineskins.
Okay, yeah. You gave me a content touch check.
Oscar wild it up.
I'm playing a drug addict. Yeah. You get in character. You're addicted to opium, too.
Yeah. It's true.
Most of mine was for the pain, and now that I don't have it, and I have an arm.
No, there's a psychological.
Yeah, because that's how addiction works.
I forgot to make another psych.
Everyone give another body familiarity check, unless you got used to your body.
No. I don't think I've made one.
Nine. All right. So I have one more to go. So.
All right. I'll let you make another one right now if you want to get that over with. Or if you can hold it off, if you want to.
Come on, 23. I am now officially used to my new body.
All right, you're Woo! A proud Zulu warrior. So you have you like having two arms is better than you know not having two arms. So you're used to it, Aaron. The other two, if you fed the checks, move one's hand. It's not fun being in a new body and feeling those scars on your face. Different stature. So you continue on, you go back down the mountain. When you get back to the plains, though, you make camp at the base of the mountain. The next morning when you wake up, though, you hear the horns again. So you continue on. Everyone give me a con times two check. Fucking slavers.
43. Made it.
All right. You're tired. So you have two choices. You can rest, or you can make a con times one check. Or everyone else can abandon you. They're like, yeah, well, you have the token, right? Yeah, we can abandon him. Come on, let's go. We need to get back to Interquad. Come on, we need to go.
He is part of the one.
Are you going to rest, or are you going to?
Persuade. He is one of the three that our special reveal.
Mine's too.
Isn't that lying your ass off again?
That's just persuading.
Yeah, that's not persuasion. That's lying your ass off.
We need him.
You can just say we need him and make it a persuade check with a minus 10.
Shit.
Everybody said I persuade. All right. They're really angry. They start like, come on. They start dragging. One of them grabs you and starts dragging you away. So you can give me that count times one check or you can.
All right. We're two. All right. Nope.
You take, let's see here, 1 point of damage, as you start physically moving over, you fall over, hit your, you know, just like, start dragging yourself along the rocks, it's like, fucking slavers are scary as shit, like, you don't like the sound of that. So the slavers are drawing near, you can actually see them there, you can hear the dogs baying in the distance, they're drawing in on your position. It seems they picked up your scent, or you're slower than you were before. So you have a little time. You can try to ambush, set up an ambush.
Yes, with our awesome combat skills that all suck.
Could
I can't even move? What am I gonna
do? No, you can. You're not like unconscious, so you just can't run. You can't like basically the reason why it's so exhausting is because you're running at a crouch and then hiding. Run, crouch, and so that's really exhausting after a while, especially if you're wearing fucking body armor. There are the ones on horseback are going to get to you first. It looks like, so you can, try something. You can tell the mercenaries to try something. What are you going to do?
So we have how
make a stealth check. You can hide yourself so that you can strike one of them before they notice you're there.
So let's say what are the weapons that the mercenaries have?
The mercenaries have swords.
They have swords. So, you still have your spear with you, right?
Yeah.
When 19% in it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking if it might be a different one. If you can get a successful stealth check, possibly, hiding, and then a luck check to see if you can push it up and spear one of them as they're going over. It's a random...
One of them? Like,
if you make a stealth check, I'll give you a bonus on your attack roll, obviously. Because you're
There's hordes of them with horses and dogs and a horse.
Well, only the horses are going to be attacking you first, so...
And if we hide in the grass, we pull out our swords, maybe we might be able to catch the horses off guard as well. So
yeah, so what are you going to do? I'll just go from right to left. Tom, what are you going to do?
Hide and prepare to throw.
Right, give me a stealth check.
Yes.
All right, so you're hidden. Caleb, what are you going to do?
I literally cannot hide.
Okay.
10 minus 25.
Oh, yeah, you're wearing
negative 15.
All right, so you're just going to stand. Rest.
Yeah, I'm going to rest.
All right, so you'll be able to fight in the next fight, but there would be the one they see you, so they're coming on you. Aaron, what are you going to do? The two mercenaries are going to hide as well.
So I don't have a good hide check, though, so, but.
Yeah.
Does the grass give us any kind of bonus?
No, it allows you to make the check at all. This is daylight. You're hiding in daylight.
I'll go ahead and try. So,
all right.
Some other options. No.
All right, so they start coming close. Tom, you went up ahead towards them so you could hide and get in position before they strike, where they're ready for you. And they're actually pretty far out from each other because they're hunting. They're not, like, in battle formation. So Abbott and Dim both have a chance to strike because they made their checks. One of you... Abbott has sword at 51%, and Dim has it at 40. 40%. So you can roll. Actually, Abbott's up on going to be on a rock and going to jump on him with a fighting axe. That's 65%. So you can roll for him. So 65%. You can roll your attack roll with a plus 20, and you can roll for Dim. As he tries to stab him with a sword. So 40.
So they just charging straight ahead, like
they see you, and they're just trying. They're getting in range, and you realize they have their bows out. They're probably just going to circle you and like shoot you with arrows until you pass out.
What? It's not very good for slaves. Like
they have poison on their arrows. Remember that knocks them out.
Damn it.
Yeah. So that's probably what they're going to do to you. But they're first, while they're running the range, you and the two mercenaries have a chance to
Let's ambush do it. Them.
All right, so go ahead and make your attack roll.
Okay. So rolling for the mercenary.
No, I missed.
All right, so...
And it was 60...
65.
65.
And mine is...
Okay.
Also 65.
50.
31, he makes it.
All right. So Dim actually delivers and takes out one of the riders. Jumping up from behind a rock and stabbing him through the chest. So that's good. So there's four left. So
we got this.
All right. So well, they're also slavers. If you can actually kill a few of them, you could probably scare them away because they want easy prey. They don't want to actually do stand-up fights. So we'll just go on this in order of initiative. Tom, there's one right next to you, but you have the highest dex of 18, right?
Yep.
All right, so go ahead and give me...
Throw.
All right, throw another javelin.
Yeah. Miss.
Again, all right. Having bad luck. All right, so he's going to shoot at you. And he rolls a 38, but he has. I will say your armor. If your armor absorbs all the damage, it will just bounce off, and so you don't have to worry. 4 points of damage. What's your armor?
One. I have light.
So you take 1 point of damage. So, what's your con?
13.
13. So you. Let's see here. You're fine. You feel something. You take a point of damage as it just kind of nicks your skin. Wait, you can dodge too, so...
Yeah, I'll try that. Yes.
All right. One's getting into range with you, Caleb, to shoot you with this short bow. And misses. Let's see here. One is going to shoot at Dim, the mercenary, and rolls an 82, so he misses as well. So that's a third one, and we'll just go, we go, good guys go, then you guys, and the bad guys go, so,
actually, if the artifact would actually, the mark of the Oracle.
All right, so the rest of them missed, guys, so, Tom already go, you two can, all the other characters go, so, Caleb, you can do something if you want, Aaron, you can do, we'll just do this, Aaron, what are you going to do?
Since I know my combat ability is not that great, and wondering if, and wanting to test out something, taking the mark of the Oracle,
okay,
put putting it up and telling them to halt.
All right, that's intimidation. Intimidation is a skill, right? I can't remember. I'd say that's a persuade then.
Persuade.
Minus 20. Language difference. They don't speak English that well.
Even if they
They don't understand you.
Fucking minus 20.
All right, Kale, what are you going to do?
Throw the spear.
All right. Go and get a roll.
Was the guy who died unhorsed?
Yes.
Is the horse near me?
You can make a Dex times 5. You can get near it.
I will try and get on the horse.
All right, Dex times 5.
No, I guess I'll throw first, because how am I going to do that with a spear in my hand?
All right, go ahead and make a roll.
So I'll throw it. 99!
All right. give me a luck check.
47 out of 85.
All right, it just... You lose track of it. You don't know where it is. You've lost your spear. Yeah, it just throws and goes behind you. So you can... So that was your action.
If you're all lucky to hit someone accidentally...
Abbott is going to try and stab. He hits the guy. So he is just going to be in fighting with Mercenary... Or Slaver 1. So they're out of the picture. They're fighting each other. Dim... killed that guy, so he is going to be trying to get his... He's looting his bow, so he can shoot the bow at them, because fucking ranged weapons are better than swords, in this case. Alright, new round. Tom, you go first.
Number 3.
Alright.
Hit!
Alright.
Finally.
He can't dodge, so go ahead and roll damage, because he's on a horse. He can't jump out of the way.
Fucking horse. 5.
Five? Okay. Five damage. You stab him pretty good. He doesn't like that. He's going to try and shoot an arrow at you again. 16, that will hit.
I do...
75, no.
I do not dodge.
All right, so that's a D4. So that's 3 points of damage.
So
You don't take it any because that your armor would absorb all that.
I have light armor.
Yeah, that's 3 points of damage.
Yeah.
So 3 minus 3 is 0.
Light armor has three.
Yes.
3 protection. Oh, yeah, then it's plink.
Yeah. So good job. You have an arrow sticking out of your armor.
I thought it was a minimum 1.
These are crappy arrows.
Ah.
So
these aren't dragon.
They're mostly arrows. Poison delivery systems, not actually kill you dead arrows.
To bring people back. So.
Yep. Slavers. All right, so Tom, if it goes, there's 3 slavers who are currently unengaged. So you 2 get to go, then they'll shoot arrows at you.
Try for the intimidation tactic again. So.
All right.
I said I have a token.
This will be the last chance to try. All right, you spend it. If they understood you, they'd probably be scared, but they don't understand English very well. Kale.
Elder sign.
Are you sure you're not running towards a horse?
I guess I'll just show the elder side and try that. Like,
persuade minus 1?
Minus 1?
20.
Minus 20.
Yeah. They don't understand English.
Do they understand Russian?
No. Their English is 8%, which is the only reason why I'd be letting you just roll in the first place.
So they don't see the elder side?
If you point it out to them.
Okay.
It's
I made it.
Good job. All right.
One of them is close enough to see it, and and so he hesitates, so he's not going to shoot at you this round. He's just like, oh my god, it's a shaman. I don't want to shoot at him. I'll shoot at his asshole buddy.
Glimmering Rock!
Yeah.
Mission accomplished.
Alright, so Aaron, that one misses. There's 2 left, and that one misses as well, so... and the other one's fighting the mercenary. So, you begin to hear dogs in the distance.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I have no ride skill either.
Yeah.
I'm totally inequipped for the Dreamlands.
So, Tom, you can give me a attack roll.
Javelin number 4! That's a miss.
Yeah, 95, yeah.
No, 63.
Oh, 63. Alright.
Which bow was here?
Let's see.
It would be over already.
All right.
She's also ruling an island nation right now.
No, yeah.
Oh, wait.
All right. So he misses as well. But you can see reinforcements on the horizon. Let's see here. You guys. So there's three left that are really engaged with you. And one of them, there two of them are pointing towards Aaron. One of them is pointing towards Dem, I think. Or a bat, sorry. So let's see if he hits a bat. He actually does hit a bat. And the bat does not dodge. Yeah, so the bat takes 3 points of damage. Let's see if he makes this. He does not make. He starts. He falls out. He falls unconscious. So one of your mercenaries is gone. He's knocked out. So there's two left. Both of them point arrows towards you. What are you going to do? They're going to shoot you.
See if I can undercut. Are they both on horseback?
Yes.
See if I can aim for one of their horse's legs.
With what?
My saber.
So you're charging the horse?
Yeah.
On. Okay.
On foot. So there's no.
Yeah.
What else we gonna do? Really? It's not going well.
I can't intimidate anymore with this. With
no,
your
no,
with
your
so.
Bad language skills, yeah.
I don't
use your persuasion.
Does no one is looking at me? Can I get on the fucking horse this round?
Yeah.
Saber. No.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Both of them are going to shoot arrows at you. One misses. And the other one misses.
I'm glad that they're crappy shots.
I only have 44%. You just dex times 5 and get on top of the horse.
I can run now?
Yeah.
So exhausted, I passed that.
Well, you can get close enough to the horse, you can get on top.
Holy shit, man.
All right, so you get on top of the horse. Now you're on a horse. This is going to go right. So as all of you are, you can hear the dogs getting closer. You see the ones on foot there holding the dogs back. Then you hear a bellowing voice, a voice you've heard before, fortunately. Stand and deliver!
Stand and deliver?
Yes.
Mr. Escalante?
I have to. The voice is stirring, and you can give me spot hidden checks.
Listen in, spotted?
No, spotting
it.
No.
Yeah. Yes.
If you make it, you see in the distance a figure in metal, the knight that you encountered on the road. The
Who's
knight,
that?
Not yeah. Heracles.
The knight is charging them, the slavers with dogs, with a big-ass sword. The slavers have turned to face them. They've loosed the dog, so...
Oh, thank you, convenient knight.
Yeah.
Plot convenience night.
Sir convenience.
So anyways, so one of your mercenaries has been knocked out. That has been knocked out. But Dim jumped on the horse back on the horse of one of the other slavers, and they're fighting each other on top of the horse. They're riding off into the distance.
It looks really cool.
Yes. So you have to deal with three more guys, one for each of you. And the knight seems to be dealing with the ones on foot. So, Tom.
Throw my last one.
All right.
Maybe.
All right. You cannot dodge. Go and roll damage.
Ooh, 9.
All right, you kill him.
Right through the head.
Yep.
You know.
Right through the throat, really. It would just bounce off the skull.
Yeah. But, yeah. Once again, I'm pantomiming, looking at my hand in astonishment.
Okay. They're rather confused. So one of them sees you on the horse, doesn't like that. He's going to shoot at you. The other one's going to shoot at Aaron. But you guys get to go first. Yeah. Well, you have to make a temp. They're pretty dumb.
And I have the Oracle.
Well, I guess I have to make a ride check, don't I?
Yeah. Well, it depends on what you want to do. If you just want the horse is just kind of like cantering, doesn't know what the fuck's going on, so it's just kind of trotting just in a random direction. If you want to actually do something or do anything else other than hold on for dear life on the walking horse, you would have to make a ride check. But if you just want to stay on top of the horse. You know, you want to ride off into the distance, get away from all these assholes, that'd definitely be a ride check.
So I have to make a ride check or I have to see it my turn, basically.
Well, if there's weapons on the horse, like, strapped on the saddle. Like, you can pull a sword out.
So can I try the elder side thing again?
Yeah.
Without making a ride
check? Persuade check minus 20 to have them not attack you all this right. round.
18 out of 38.
Yeah, they stop and they're just like... actually, one of them is going to shoot at Tom. Going to the other two left. So Tom, that misses you. That misses you. So Aaron, what are you going to do?
Charge horse. So
okay. Horse doesn't like that.
It probably wouldn't.
All right, horse is going to attack you.
Good for horse.
It hits. Give me a dodge check.
Shame, I remembered some spells from the fucking Necronomicon I read.
Okay, Aaron, you get hit by the fucking hoof, front hoof of the horse.
By the way, Ross, don't walk around barefoot tonight.
Yeah.
There's caltrops.
You take 4 points of damage, and the armor will not absorb all of it, so you take at least 1 point of damage.
Okay.
As you're hit by fucking the front hoof of the horse, it just strikes you.
Oh, I played that game in real life before, so.
Alright, yeah, it's not fun.
No, it's not.
Alright, so there's two slavers left. You hear the sounds of actually this round you can hear dogs being cut in twain by the knight.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Well, what's Dim doing?
Alright, Tom, you're up first.
One of them
Mercer is knocked out, the other one's on top of a horse that's galloping off in the distance.
I'm actually gonna use this turn to try to find some of my javelins.
Okay, give me a spot hidden check.
Yes.
Alright, you see one, give me a dex on the quad check.
Yes.
Alright, you run up and you grab a javelin.
Okay. Ha ha! I'm not about to try to use that fucking sword.
Yeah.
Fuck
that. Let's see here. Caleb, what are you gonna do? You continue on with that, like, don't attack me, I'm a shaman. I'm casting a spell at you, really.
Yeah, really wish I knew how to do any spells. So it's this thing as a Dreamlands lighter, huh?
The what?
Can't like make fire or anything.
You have flint and steel in your backpack.
Yeah, I can't make fire.
You're not a Boy Scout.
I'm just gonna try to continue riding away since the one.
Give me a ride check. Ride defaults at like 20%, I think.
It defaults at 5.
Well, you get that check. You can raise that up.
7! Fuck!
I'll give you +5 because you spin around and the horse is used to it. You
all right, thank you.
So the horse starts trotting now at a moderate pace.
don't mind me.
All right, one of them is going to shoot it. Tom,
where's a vet at?
You mean Dim or a vet?
Vets.
The knocked out one?
Yeah.
You see him. He's just lying face down in the grass. Arrow in his butt.
Alright. I guess I'll leave him there.
Tom, you're gonna get hit with an arrow.
You're doing alright.
Oh,
you're fine.
Alright, you dodge out of the way. Aaron, arrow. You're gonna hit with an arrow.
Okay.
You can dodge.
Well.
And if you stay within melee range, a horse is gonna attack you.
Holy crap, 13, I made him.
Alright, so then the horse is gonna attack you as well. What are you doing?
Trying to. Actually, is there a rider on the horse?
Yes.
Actually,
there are two riders left.
Instead of trying to hit the rider, seeing if I can hit the saddle strap and knock him from the horse.
All right, that's a -10 to cut the straps on the saddle.
So that's an 8 I have to get on the...
It's a hard attack roll.
Yeah. So, well, I might as well just... I can't make that. Unless I just get a 1, which it won't happen, so...
Okay.
So I'll just try attacking the horse again. So.
Okay.
No.
All right, horse is going to try and... You got some doing that. Alright, the horse is going to hit you again.
Of course.
And it will do fucking 6 points of damage.
So that's absorbed. So I take at least 2. Or is the armor negated completely now? So
No, armor still works. What are you wearing, light or medium?
Medium, so.
Medium, so 5. You take 1 point of damage.
So.
Actually, horses probably have a damage bonus. I'll just say, yeah, they're fucking big and strong. So you take an additional 2 points of damage. So you take 3 total.
Okay.
It's a horse.
I know it's a horse, just it's I'm rolling like crap and I can't do it.
I know, you're trying to melee a horse to death. You're trying to stab a horse
just
to death.
Just like your wedding!
Yeah. new round. Tom, what are you going to do?
Throw my spear.
Go ahead and throw your javelin. All right.
That's a crit.
Roll. All right, yeah, that is double damage. Mm-hmm. So 2d8 plus 3 damage bonus.
1. 8 plus 1. 9. Mm-hmm.
All right, 9 plus your... don't you have a damage bonus?
No, that's not the throwing.
Okay. 9 will kill another one.
Another through the throat. I feel I'm getting the hang of this.
Yeah. The last one is... he's going to make a riding check to ride away. So the last one is the one in melee range with you, and he rides away, but he's still going to shoot at you.
Okay.
So he misses, though. What are the two? You're just riding away. So, yeah. Okay, you're getting out of battle. You're just gripping onto the horse. It's kind of do.
Why would I stay for that?
All right, Aaron. What are you gonna do?
This is the one who was there. They're gone. They're retreating, aren't they?
One of them just shot at you. He's just getting out of melee range of you.
Run up, try to see if I can stab him.
Right.
So.
Yeah, alright, charge the horse. You'd have to charge from the back, though, so the horse will make attack with its back legs if you actually get in melee range with that, which will do more damage.
I'm, again, aware of that. I played that game.
Get on another horse!
Yeah. Yeah, one guy just died. You could get on that top horse.
So, I'm taking a shot at me. I have no ride skills, but...
That didn't stop Caleb.
But he's like Caleb. The knife got this.
Okay, yeah, just... Get on the horse. But
all right, give me a dexterity swap check.
Let's see. I said yes, made that, so.
All right, you get on top of the horse. Hooray! And yes, combat does end as the knight has slaughtered the hounds and the men on foot, some of the men on foot, and they're fleeing for the lives, and the remaining rider just sees this, like, fuck this, and books it out of there. So you can all talk to each other as you finish your first battle proper in the Dreamlands. As you're all just gasping for breath, and some of you are covered in blood, not your own.
That went well.
We are great heroes. I failed to stop the horse.
You're going off into the sunset.
Yep. Totally failed to stop that horse. I'm not going to be involved in this conversation. I got to point in the right direction.
Well, I think maybe ride just specifically for, you know, trying to do tricks or doing control once you're out of it. So eventually the horse is going to stop.
Eventually, but not now. I got 85 out of my 5%. Yeah, Cthulhu characters are really ineffective. It's really
nice. Yeah. Like, people with modern technology skills thrown into the Dreamlands.
Yeah, it would be nice if we had a gun. Or
there's spells or something.
Actually, just looking back, it would be nice if we had some grenades.
Alright, so... The Abbat comes back with the horse. He's killed the one rider that he rode off with.
Okay,
yeah, Abbat. No, he was just a knockout.
Okay.
And the knight comes to you. The knight is covered.
I failed to stop my horse.
The mercenary comes up with you, Dim, on horseback, and guides the horse back and say you should really
be here.
Really not be on that if you do not know how to ride a horse.
I escaped!
Yes, you did.
I
can you tell me what happened? What did the oracle say?
My spear.
We can find it. What did the oracle say?
It's not for you to know.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
People get lost out here. But anyway, so the knight comes to greet you, and I heard these. I heard the slavers coming. It was good to see you again. Travelers, I could not be here earlier.
I actually killed a couple of them.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, you are quite a warrior. You should be knighted, truly. If you, I hope is all is well with you. You have not heard word of the Emperor, have you? Any word of my own quest?
Unfortunately, no.
I'm sorry. Have we met him before? Or was this when I was still... out.
Yes, you've met the knight.
Yeah. So he knows of you. So.
Yes, you're quite struck with malaise.
Oh, I have the vapors. Oh.
Yes. You. So I've heard that there is an oracle that can answer questions. I was on my way to it when I heard the sounds of the slavers. They are such vile men. I thought if they had victims, I must save them.
Damn. Totally forgot to ask about that emperor.
Oh yeah, that's...
I forgot about the knight.
Yeah,
I never met the knight. So until now,
have you? Are you? Or what are you? Have you found your way back to the waking world yet?
Well, no, we're still on a search. We actually have just come from the Oracle, so...
Oh, you did?
The knight's gonna help us.
Did the Oracle help you?
We said we'd help the knight! And we didn't! While we were at the Oracle! Which you just told him we were...
Did the Oracle help you?
This is why I don't tell you the fucking plan, Aaron! This is why!
Okay, fine. It's fine. The Oracle is very, the knight is very polite. He does ask, did the Oracle give you the information you needed?
Indeed.
Oh.
If you go to him, I'm sure it is very
good. Were there any dangers along the way?
Yes.
There was, but...
So it was taken care of.
Ah, you see, you have helped me. You've cleared the way for him on my own path.
I forgot, he's part of this world, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's not getting any answers.
Which he'll realize.
Yeah. So, anyways, the knight. Yeah, the knight takes your leave. And
we'll tell him about the old man isn't there anymore.
Yeah.
You can totally kill that old man for him.
Yeah, yeah. He's very. Yeah.
Please remember that.
Yeah, I will.
Especially when you
ballista bolts. Have you seen ballista bolts?
And when you feel frustration and rage.
He continues on up there. The knight, the two mercenaries are like weird. They are a bit perturbed by that. So you continue on your way. You can use magic points to heal back any hit point damage you've taken at a 1-to-1 ratio. You have TM, which requires a first aid skill to use for every application of it.
Actually, I'll use the TM.
It takes first aid.
Okay. And I have that.
All right. Every failed one uses up one dose you have.
Damn.
All right, so that's one dose gone.
Success.
All right, so it's two doses. You heal 1d6 hit points. So you can roll or I can.
Okay.
We got a 32.
Yes.
Two.
All right.
I will also... I'm only one hit point down now.
Well, you can use a magic point to heal that back. That's one of the rules for this campaign. So are you going to do that?
Yeah.
All right.
So I am...
So you continue on. The next 2 days go by very quickly, it seems like, in the morning of the... And they,
In
the very time relative Dreamlands. You can, as you're approaching on the third day, as you're about halfway back, you can hear, or you can give me spot ins as it becomes twilight.
Yeah, I see the hell out of it.
All right. Yes, I do as well.
95, I've struck blind.
You can see something, as it's beginning dark, you look up at the sky, but then you see something pass over a star, something.
What's that?
They look up and, we need to get to cover. There's a rock. Come on, we need to get under that rock very quickly.
What is that?
It's a shantik. We don't want to be out in open ground.
Oh, so that's a shantik. Let me get my binoculars out. Oh, so that's what you're talking
about.
It's
big and it's flying. And it's big enough to blot out a star. Well,
do
you don't know.
Do we still have the horses with us?
The what?
Do we still have the horses with us?
They said no. The horses, they're
no one knows how to ride them.
Well, the mercenaries do, but you guys don't. And okay. So that would slow you down more than it would speed you up. And you don't have food for them either. And their scent draws certain predators, is what they say. So you all go under the rock. You can look outside some more to try and get a better look at the shantik.
Nope.
I'm actually going to sneak. I want to see it.
All right, I'll
be out of sight.
All right, give me stealth and give me...
I crit the stealth.
Okay, give me a...
Spotted?
Yes, give me.
And I crit that, too.
All right, you see the shantik. Give me a sand check.
And I make it. That oh, wait, no, it. I don't.
Yeah, you
don't. No, I don't. Like, not this time. Not this time.
Yeah, that's fantastic. All right, so...
look at things, Kyle.
You lose 5 sanity, which is enough for a temporary thing. It is bird-like, vaguely, but it is enormous. Its head has, a horse. It is scaled. And you realize it's... larger than an elephant. It is enormous in size. It is larger than anything that could fly could possibly be.
We passed the pit of unending madness. I look inside of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure you want to do that?
There might be candy
there.
Yeah,
definitely.
So, with 5 sanity gone, go ahead and roll me a d10.
All right. 4.
4. Babbling, incoherent, rapid speech. These are, that can't be. Something be that big beat. Well, Tom, you do it.
That's a big thing there.
No, louder, though.
That's starting up.
All right, so
you're throttling it.
I'm throttling it up, yeah.
Yeah, you're throttling it up.
It's just
sitting out there looking up at it.
It's like this like, thing there, it's huge. I've seen it. They shouldn't be able to fly, but it's up in the air, so they're doing that, yeah.
All right, so, I haven't done
it. No, you're not quite going up, man. Feel my damn.
Abbott's spitzing around all at the Shantik will eat tonight. I ain't going out there to get him.
Nope.
So,
but I hit the. I'm stealth.
So, well, not anymore. You sit up and. Yeah, you're bad. You're just. You stand up and look at it. And you're just like. Oh, I gotta be. You fall back down to the ground. And you're just like in awe at it. You develop vertigo as you're just like looking up in the cosmos at this bird.
Hey, Rob, come back inside!
Alright, you can give me a persuade check to snap him out of his sanity.
82.
Alright, Tom, give me a luck check.
By 2, I make it.
So. Okay. You snap out of it in time to realize, holy shit, that it's getting a lot bigger, it's getting a lot closer, I should probably run. Give me a dex times 5.
Yes.
All right, you run, and you slide under the rock. It's basically an enormous boulder with a narrow little groove that you can all squeeze into. It's very uncomfortable, by the way. But all of you can hear the sound of flapping wings as it slams on the ground in front of you. Where Tom
Good was. Job.
Both of you give me those beautiful sand checks.
52.
Make it? Or fail?
Yeah, I made it.
All right. Nope, no sand, I didn't make it. You failed? All right, do you want me to roll the d6 or do you?
Go ahead.
All right. I forgot. By the way, everyone regained 3 sanity for defeating the slavers.
Okay.
Or for surviving them. But you lose 4 sanity. So
I killed a couple of them.
Well, for surviving the encounter doing that you gain 3 sanity. But you lost 4 for that, so... So, it looks at
so
you.
So you're going to complain
it
about
sort of
me about
peers
tonight.
Kind of in your direction.
No,
it hops at you.
I'm not very smart on it.
But you're all far back enough in the rock that it cannot possibly get purchased. So it screams at you as you're cowering under the rock. Then it lifts off into the night. In the distance, far in the distance, yes. You can hear the neigh. One of your horses has become its prey for the night. One of the horses of the slavers. Yeah. So, that was your night. Yes. That was fun. And then you continue on. And several days pass again. You realize... You eventually make camp one night. You realize you're... Tomorrow morning, you will reach back in Inequok. This is your last night. Both Abbott and Dim both look at you. Give me psychology checks. I'll give you plus 10. You've been with them a lot.
Nope. Shamed be broke.
Ought 6.
Okay.
I critted that, so.
Holy shit. They really fucking want to know. You're either going to have to talk them down or probably some bad shit's going to go down tonight. Hope you don't want to sleep.
All will be revealed from the heart of the crystal once we are within the walls of the city.
So you're showing the crystal again and trying
yeah.
to... Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry, check.
You're doing the Globetrotters with it?
I can't hear right now, so... 33, made it!
All right, so you show it to them, and they, again, look at it with quiet wonder. And they're just... It seems to pacify them.
Look
so.
At the shiny.
Still, though, none of you really want to sleep tonight. Or do you? If you want to stay up, give me a count times 5 check.
No, I'm Look. Going to have to.
I pass out. I tried right. to I stare stoically.
Do either of you want to stay up all night?
Not really.
Right.
Character would.
I'll stay awake with the crystal. Right. Count times 5.
Yeah.
13, made it.
All right. You stay up. Once and twice you see Avet, and Avet once Avet gets up and looks at you, he sees you, he goes back to sleep. Later on, Dim looks up, looks at Avet.
Oracle!
Yeah. So you keep the peace, Aaron. Good job. Morning comes. You're quite exhausted, though, but fortunately nothing. It's just more of the fucking planes. And then you eventually... the walls of Interquark! You see the walls of civilization. This whole trip probably took about 20 whole days. But eventually you get to the gate Dire Interquark and are met by applause. As the gates are thrown open, there are applause, garlands, and flowers thrown from the city windows as you cross through the city into the round street at the center.
Gray flowers that smell of death.
No, they're quite lovely.
So, Betty like and Drax are both waiting for you. They request a meeting, so the entire round street is quiet, which is very unusual as far as you can tell. Everyone is awed by it. Our heroes return, wounded, but all in number, and all of their limbs intact, a good omen in and of itself. So tell us, what did the Oracle say? Should we expand?
Had we decided on...
Do you have the token?
Tell them the truth.
Conference! Yeah. So, there was no reason to lie, so...
Tell the truth.
Yeah, so why would you just tell the truth?
Show them the token and say, yeah.
So, the Oracle hath decreed...
What is with half?
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Anyway.
He's British.
That's for the safety of her people. For the safety and prosperity of her people, Innoquoth should remain as she is.
And they're just like,
the expansion is unnecessary. You will find riches within.
Oh, yay!
He lied.
Half the city goes, yay.
Do the honorable presentation of the Oracle token.
Drax looks sad. Money's like, all right. And Betty's like, yes! Ah. Yes! Yes!
In your face!
His eyes are gleaming with joy. Avet and Dim are just like, okay, I want to get drunk. So you are like, all thanked.
Imagine, we guys listen, you can hear them like muttering, like, I thought you were going to kill them. Like, I tried to kill them. They were asleep. They were asleep.
So you are thanked. You are named Heroes of the City.
I give back the Elder Sign.
They give back the Elder Sign. And you are...
It was sort of effective.
Well, it would have been really useful against those campfire people, but that was
it's a good thing we got away from that.
Yeah, good thing you made that electric. So your name here is the city, and each of you is given a chest full of jewels, treasures, and trinkets. A small chest about this wide, and it's very heavy though.
Encumbrance be damned!
Yeah. So you've got a shitload of treasure, and you have your heroes. You get to keep your equipment, other than the Elder Sign, and you're given access to the Book of Keys and Gates.
It'd be really a really funny thing if we couldn't read it.
I have library use.
You do have library use. Give me a library use check.
I make it.
All right.
Yay!
So you are taken in there, and it is actually very. It is. Sits
the decimal system is the one universal constant.
The book itself is in a they actually break their one rule, and they actually, because you're here in the city, you are allowed to go in the temple of the in a building underneath the temple of the elder gods. The book is kept, a sanctum in there.
Probably shouldn't wander off.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't. No. The book itself is enormous. It's easily 3 feet thick when closed and weighs hundreds of pounds. It is nearly unmovable. The pages are made of a thin material, dark but translucent. Their edges are folded and carefully sewn. The words on each page are inscribed in golden ink. At first they appear to be unknown rectilinear hieroglyphs, but you just instantly look at it and it turns into English. The other two, if you keep looking at it, you can make a power times 2 check and eventually it looks like English.
Nope.
but it is thousands of pages long.
I made it. So,
word
things. It is thousands of pages long, so you will have to spend some time reading through it. You can only read 5-6 pages in a single day of tireless study. And it's written rather with your libraries. It's written by a fucking crazy person. Doesn't even make any goddamn sense. You also remember something
so interesting.
You also suddenly realize, though, I'm in a dream and I'm reading this and it's making sense. I thought I couldn't read in dreams.
No, it's the bounty. That's why it's the drug.
Sure. That's it. Yeah.
It's
about it.
I
went a little proper.
That's place why it's such a cool drug.
Yeah.
And Mr. Lau was nice enough to give it to
me. Yeah. Clearly.
Because he said he liked my poem.
Like darkness washed over the professor.
All right.
My last year's tuchus on a moon's prayer.
Your denial runs deep, doesn't it?
There was no bond.
All right.
Denial's the only way to say stay.
All right, so like you have to spend some time studying it. Of course, the people of the city will let you stay here and study it, because, you know, whatever.
I just rend my mind asunder.
Yeah.
Reading this book.
So,
how long have you been reading this? 400 years. Who's counting?
So it'll take you 7 weeks to read it. Let's see here.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
What?
Like, is there somebody bringing me, like, drinks and stuff?
Yeah.
Like...
Actually, no, if you're reading... Okay, so there's two... One thing, you can just skim it to find a gate to Earth. And
it's another one in the south, so...
Yeah, so you can give me a luck check to see if you can find it in there, because it's not exactly fucking indexed.
Yeah, I'll read the whole thing.
All right, so that's 7 weeks.
Well, I mean, one of our... two of our companions have...
Yeah.
I know, but okay.
Been struck and dumb, so...
Well, if we're going to be there 7 weeks, I'm going to train with the damn sword.
All right, so you can do that.
Because if we're going to keep doing this shit, I need to...
Right.
Like, was that, like, what are you drinking?
I don't know. It's delicious.
All right, so you find like, those parsing the boogie lane discovered a relatively safe exit to Earth. So after 7 weeks of study, you find multiple exits from there. But the safest one is in the Enchanted Wood near a city called Ulthar. It is a great city, but traveling south must move through the port of Losk first. You also gain... give me a sand check, Caleb. Are you studying as well or not?
I'll actually assist with him as well.
You can train like Tom is.
Or I'll actually assist.
Oh, I failed.
I'll assist him with the studies, so.
All right, give me a sand check. You lose 3 sanity.
Okay.
It's almost like I have a second hand.
Failed mine.
All right. You lose 3 sanity as well.
So Ulthar is the safest portal?
The Enchanted Wood is near the city of Ulthar.
So the portal's near Ulthar.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Enchanted Woods.
Let's see here. You gain... doesn't say what it has. I'll have the sense in a second. You continue. You know, because you're here as the city, there is trading from Inequok to Losk. So you can take a ship, a merchant ship, from Inequok to Losk, and from Losk go to Ulthar. And you do gain some points of Cthulhu Mythos. I'll find out the exact stats as soon as I find that in the book. It's not in this page for some reason.
Okay.
You also find some other things out, which I will entail after the end of the session.
It has become, due to my experience, I've determined not to read anything or from henceforward to look at anything.
Both of you two now have 5 points of Cthulhu Mythos, if nothing else.
Okay.
Those two?
Yeah, those two, because it's their first experience with the Cthulhu Mythos.
I've got 17 already.
Yeah. Okay. You got 17, and you get to make another check this
time. And would I get another one for studying the book?
I'll find that out in a second.
Gonna go crazy and kill everybody.
You completed the quest.
We turned it in for our reward.
Yeah, you actually gained some sanity back.
Hooray, I need some.
Yeah, sanity. Let's see here. You can gain... I'll say 2d4 sanity from this period of rest.
Actually, okay. Why don't we just make it a
d8? I don't get it right.
2d4 is better than 1d8.
Would we actually get any back because we were studying the book?
Well, you subtract the sanity and then you can get
it. Okay, no problem. So 2d4.
1.
Yeah.
Ooh. 4. 5. So.
Certainly.
So. I go back to where I was.
I'm back. I'm only three away from full now.
You can actually go to your maximum of power times five. So not power times four, apparently. So so basically, so we actually... off this session. You are laden with a small chest full of gold and gems, new armor, any weapon you like. And more.
I can't actually go that high because I have a clue with 17.
Yeah. even brides and houses are offered to you. However, whenever you start, you do find something out. Whenever you start thinking about, hey, what if I? Why the fuck would I even want to go back? This place isn't that bad. You start the pangs of opium addiction start kicking in. So, are any of you thinking about that?
No, absolutely not.
Course of 7 weeks. Yeah, probably.
All right. You suffer for a while as you think about, hey, why don't I just stay here? Why don't I just settle? This is not bad. The women are good looking. The houses are good. I could be a hero. Everyone likes me. That's when the pangs of addiction kick in. And for the next few days, as you think about staying here, you suffer withdrawal symptoms and you take a 30% penalty to all your skills. So it's like, no, I need to get the fuck out of here. And then the opium addiction seems to withdraw a little bit. So you realize you can never truly be satisfied here. You need to get the fuck back to Earth, otherwise you're going to have that craving forever. But as long as you're thinking about it, as long as you're putting it off by trying to get home, it doesn't seem so bad. So from Lusk you can get to Ulthar, and from Ulthar to the Enchanted Woods. And the Enchanted Woods will take you back to Earth. So how bad is it going to be?
What could possibly happen in that time?
So...
I mean, I'm training
the sword. We'll do that after the recording, because I need to figure out the...
Oh, right. Yeah, so, we'll just do that, Ross.
So, yeah, that will end this session. So that was In a Quack. Question, comment, suggestion. Did you guys have fun?
Modern heroes go to an ancient land, and we're not so good.
You survived. That's pretty
good. We live, but yeah.
Yeah, you survived. You completed the first quest. Yeah. So in the next session, you'll sail the ocean. I'm sure that'll be smooth sailing. I'm sure nothing bad will go
wrong. What do you do with a drink?
And then maybe lost. So we'll see you guys next time.